This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Bimbo App Bimbos in Paradise. Chapter 1: Bimbifying the Hot New Hires. Keone, Ken Kikoai. Dreamed of owning my own Hawaiian resort, as I plunged the cleaning brush into the toilet at the Grand Hyatt. Right there on the beaches of Honolulu, the perfect place for a hotel to be built. Where people flocked all over the world. That I was so close to my dream, but I had to work the terrible job of cleaning toilets. I was in maintenance. It was my job to unclog toilets, fix broken pipes, and do all the other odd jobs. Like cleaning the public bathrooms. That I was in the bathroom near the pool, scrubbing at the toilets the guests used, wishing for something more. To get beyond the pittance I made. I flushed the toilet, watching the cleaner vanish around it. I rose and knocked any dust off my jumpsuit. I wore a dark blue one with my name on it. Ken. I went by Ken as opposed to my full Hawaiian name. My mom was a traditional woman. I had no idea about my dad. I never met him. He was dead. Died when I was a baby. He wouldn't have just scrubbed toilets. He would have made his dream a reality. But how could I do that when I made barely more than minimum wage? I put my supplies in a cart and pushed it out of the bathroom. A pair of 10 women in bikinis walked by chatting. A blonde and a brunette. They had beach-ready bodies. Firm thighs, flat stomachs, perky tits, and plump asses. I watched them sauntering by, not giving me a second look. That I was invisible. God, they were sexy. Their bikini bottoms clung to their butt cheeks, hugging their rump. I wanted to whistle, but I didn't need a complaint that would get me yelled at back in HR if not fired outright for perving on the guests. Ken! I jumped and glanced to the side to see one of the managers glaring at me. Ms. Tennant glared at me. A blonde-haired woman who wore her tresses in a tight bun. Her blue eyes burned behind her glasses as she strode up on her heels. "Yes, Ms. Tennant?" I said, trying to keep my annoyance out of my voice. "Our guests don't want to see a plumber standing around," she said, stopping before me. She gave me a hard look. "And they especially don't want to be stared at by one. You get out of sight right now. If I catch you leering at our guests again, sorry, Ms. Tennant," I muttered. The woman was useless. She didn't do anything at the resort but stalk around and yell at the maintenance and facility staff. She made our schedules for dumb reason when she didn't understand a thing we did. I was only here because she told me to clean the restroom. I pushed my cart down the hall toward the employee-only door that led into the bowels of the hotel. The unseen staff hallways that ran through the place so we could move about as unseen as possible. I felt her eyes on me the entire way. I backed my cart through the door and into the unfinished hallways. Pipes ran over my head. I headed down to the supply closet. I was done for the day. I thought about those girls. If I had my own resort, I could ogle the hotties in their bikinis. Watch them sunbathing by the pool, rubbing tanning oil into their firm, young bodies. They would gleam as they lay there, drinking in the warmth of the sun. And my dick was hard in my cock, the supply cart put away, I clocked out. I headed into the locker room and took off my jumpsuit. The facility would wash it. I tossed it into a big bin. My locker had spares. I left my work boots behind, too. I wore my tennis shoes, shots, and a t-shirt. I stretched as I passed the mirror, catching my golden brown face in the mirror, my black hair short and combed. I sighed. I was a handsome enough guy. I would look great in an expensive suit driving a pricey car around Honolulu. The women would flock to me. I just needed to get the money for the resort. I headed to my cheap, beat-up Toyota. It was older than I was, the driver's door blue while the rest of the car was white. The paint peeled on the hood and fender, faded from the sun. A crack ran across the windshield. The fan belt whined to life as it started it. I drove home, climbing up into the hills around Honolulu to the perfect sport. I stopped my car there at an empty lot. The footprint of an old hotel that had been torn down a few years ago still remained. It was on the cliff, overlooking the ocean with a path down to the beach below. It was a breathtaking price that I stopped my car there, picturing my resort. Imagining it in my mind's eye. Just seeing it. It would be perfect. I knew it would be a perfect spot. If I could just get the millions of dollars. I sighed at that. It was impossible that I'd be a glorified plumber for the rest of my life. I drove the rest of the way home. Mom's car wasn't in the driveway. She was probably out working one of her jobs. She cleaned rooms at several resorts, moving about to where she was needed. She had all my life. A maid. I was beat. I headed inside and snagged a beer out of the fridge. A cheap Miller Lite. Things were so expensive on the islands if they had to be imported from the mainland. I chugged it as I headed to my room. I had worked all day long, starting way before the sun was up. I would love to move out of my mom's little bungalow, but the prices were so much. She bought this place when the market crashed back in 09. Nowadays, I fell onto my bed and grabbed my pillow. I tossed my phone on the nightstand and closed my eyes. It beeped with a notification, but I didn't care. Sleep fell on me. Bikini-clad girls danced in my mind as I fell off onto sleep. I woke up with a snort. It was dark. I blinked and groaned, stretching. It was just past 2 in the morning. I yawned and stretched my back. I didn't have work tomorrow. I grabbed the beer and drank the rest of it, not caring it had gone flat. I grabbed my phone, feeling horny. I wanted to jack off to some porn and fall back asleep. Mom was probably home, so I had to keep the voice down. I swiped my phone open and shoved my hand into my shorts, pulling out my hard cock. I had a notification I had never seen before. A message popped up across my screen in a flash of pink sparks. Congratulations, you've been chosen for the beta version of the Bimbo app Hawaiian Resort Edition. The fuck? I muttered, my hand sliding off my cock as I read what it said. Want to manage your own hotel with a staff of gorgeous, horny, airheaded bimbos? Now you can. Build rooms, hire sluts, and keep your customers happy to make more money to upgrade your hotel and hire more bimbos. Sex sells, and with your airheads, you'll own a resort that will draw all the tourists. You know you want to be up to your neck in sexy bimbo beauties, all horny and ready to please you. Do you want to install the app and have all your dreams come true? Yes and no buttons appeared, both of them pulsing. It was so sort of hotel management game but with a sexy twist. I was horny. It sounded fun. I clicked yes before I could really think about it. As it started to download, I realized it could be malware. I sighed. Oh well, too late now. And maybe it would be sexy to play. Like one of those Sims games. I had used all the nude mods on Sims 4 when I was younger. Finally, the app opened up. I started out with $130,000 bimbo bucks. Yep, they were called bimbo bucks. It was a lot of money. The interface showed a map of Hawaii. The big islands. A message appeared on the screen. First, choose your plot to build your bimbo resort. You can select any of the main islands. Choose carefully because different locations have different difficulties. You don't want your resort to go bankrupt before you've had a chance to be dick deep in all the bimbo snatch you want. Such a horny game. I clicked on Oahu, the island that Honolulu was one. There was the city. The roads. I stared at it. The plots were all real plots. They were expensive, too. They ranged between $90,000 and $110,000. Some were real resorts which were the pricey ones, but others were different sports around the island and the spot that I loved to stare at was available for $90,000. One of the cheapest, but it also had a higher difficulty. It wasn't the best spot, but it was my dream spot. And it was only a game. So what if it lost? Big whoop dot I bought it, dropping to $40,000 bimbo bucks. Congratulations. You own your own plot. Now you need to build a manager's office, manager's apartment, hotel kitchen, hotel laundry room, lobby, and 3 guest rooms to start your resort. Earn money to upgrade the level of your resort. It took $200,000 to reach level 2. First, name your resort. I thought about it, my hand absently stroking my cock. I was horny and into this game. It would be a long day at work tomorrow. I thought about it and settled on Bimbo Paradise Inn. I typed it and hit the confirm button. It was like playing Sims 4. I was given a grid of the lot and tools to build the rooms. I had to select them from a list and draw them out on the grid. The bigger the room, the more it costs. I had to keep it under the $40,000 mark and buy all the stuff at the minimum. My hand left my cock as I got into it. This was like building my own resort. I started drawing on my phone, outlining the manager's office. I watched the money shifting. This would be a balancing act. I made an office that had the bare minimum to fit in the desk and chair. Off that, I put in my apartment. I supposed my avatar would live there as he managed the hotel. There would probably be life management stuff. Like hunger and hygiene and sleep and the like. I had to put a bathroom and a bed into it. I had other frills I could buy, but I was keeping this bare bones for now. Weirdly, I could only put a king-size bed into the room. It had no option for a smaller size. The manager's office connected to the hotel lobby behind the concierge's desk. I put some furniture for waiting guests but held off on any more decorations until I had the rest built. I played around with putting in the hotel kitchen and laundry room. I put them adjacent to the manager's office and apartment. Off to the side in a hallway closed off by an employee-only door. That space was cheaper to make. I had to staff the kitchen with the bare minimum. It had all sorts of ovens and counters and supplies. I could expend it to offer more types of food for my guests, but again, it was the bare minimum. After all, I would only have 3 rooms. I built those next, thrusting off from the lobby down a short hallway. 3 rooms built on the edge of the cliff with a great view of the Pacific. I built the same. Bathroom. Cabinet. TV. 2 of the rooms had 2 queens, the 3rd room a king for some variety. They all had large windows looking out on the sea. Showers. Some cheap hotel art on the wall. A few chairs scattered throughout the room. They weren't luxury rooms, but they weren't terrible. After furnishing them, I was left with $1,000 bimbo bucks. I had a feeling I had to hire staff, so I didn't want to use up most of the money. $1,000 left after furnishing them. The sun was coming up as I stared at it. I yawned. I had been doing this for hours. Shit. It was just so much fun to fiddle with it. I had shifted things around a few times, working to get the right balance of things that I clicked the build button, a pink oval around the white words. Are you certain you're ready to build? Yes or no. I was certain. I hit yes eager for the part of the game when the sexy bimbos would appear now. The phone buzzed for a moment, and warm air blew out of the exhaust hole on the top. The screen burst with pink sparks and an image of my resort appeared. I had chosen everything, the exterior look, the roofing. The sign out front. There was a driveway up to the front and some parking. I had placed a few decorative trees out front. Congratulations on building the bimbo paradise in. Now drive to the location and start hiring from your new manager's office. You need to hire one bimbo concierge, one bimbo maid, and one bimbo cook before you can open. Good luck, drive to the location? What was this, some crazy ARG? I heard my mom in the shower. She was getting ready for her day. I frowned. Drive to the location? That was so weird. I supposed it had to be using geotags. Maybe I would get close and it would activate more functions. So weird. I bet I could see it rendered through the phone like how Pokemon appeared in the world with Pokemon Go. Something like that. I climbed out of bed, snagged my keys, and headed down the hall. They jangled, feeling a tad heavier than normal. I slipped past the bathroom, wanting to avoid Mom. She was always pushing me to be better. Never satisfied with me just working maintenance jobs at one of the hotels. The one she didn't have a job at. You can do better, Keone. She would say, lecturing me in that mom way. She was the only person who called me Keone. I believe in you. Why don't you just get that plumber's certificate? They've taught you the basics. There's good money in plumbing. Everyone needs their toilets fixed. I didn't want to fix shitters for the rest of my life. I wanted to be a business magnate. To build hotels. To become rich and famous. Get my own dumb reality show. Maybe become the president that everyone would hate. I drove to the site, yawning. I wanted to get a breakfast burrito or something. Or go back to bed. The excitement that kept me up all night was fading as I drove to the site. I yawned as I pulled up before it. I stared at the location. At the bungalow-looking resort built on the cliff with a few palm trees, what the fuck? I pulled into the driveway that led up to the front of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. It was fucking real. There was a building here. It was an ARG. I wasn't staring at it through my phone. My car crept up to the front, a roundabout for people to drop off their luggage. I pulled up before the hotel. The doors were closed. The lights off. No fucking way. I muttered. I pinched my cheek, pain flared. No fucking way. I groaned again. This was impossible. This could not be here. It was so wrong. This wasn't how things worked. A hotel didn't magically pop into existence just because I drew it on an app. That was impossible. I turned off my car, my keys jangling. I stared at them. I had extra keys on them. And a keycard. It was a universal keycard like the maids had at the Grand Hyatt. The ones that could open any guest room in the hotel. The fuck? I muttered as I closed my car door and stared at the keys. I shifted through them and came to a heavy key that I just knew opened the front doors. I marched up to them and thrust the key into the door. I twisted them. They whisked open now onto the lobby. It was there. The couches with the gray fabric were right where I placed them. The concierge desk. With its computer and phone and the card reader. The few potted plants. The walls were the same color. The carpet. I stumbled down the hallway to the first room, 101. I pressed the keycard against the lock. It clicked and whirled. I opened it up onto a room with two queen beds with the beige comforters and pillows. I stumbled past the TV to the windows that looked out on the Pacific. The view I envisioned. A burst of laughter bubbled through my throat. There was no way I owned this. How could I own it? Someone else owned this plot of land. $90,000 bimbo bucks couldn't be worth the real price of this property. It had to be in the millions of dollars. And to build this place for $39,000 was another impossibility. What the fuck is going on? I stumbled out of the rooms and darted down to the kitchen. Full of stainless steel tables, counters, the oven and stoves, the sinks, the copper-bottom pots and pans hanging from the racks. The laundry room had several banks of industrial washers and dryers with a few laundry carts. I went to the office. The desk and chair with the computer were there. I shuddered and peered into the apartment. My apartment. I shuddered and went back to the desk. There was paperwork on it. It included a deed for this property. It had signatures on it. I had bought it. I had signed it. So had the bankrupt resort company that used to own the hotel. It was all legal. I sank onto my cheap computer chair. My phone beeped again. I pulled it out. Do you wish to start interviewing candidates for the three open positions? A hysterical laughter burst out of my throat as I hit yes. Why the fuck not? The phone buzzed for a moment. Sparks flared. The women are waiting in the lobby to be interviewed. Hit the interview candidate button to send one in. After interviewing them, you can choose to hire them or dismiss them. There are only a limited number of candidates to interview per day. If you choose to hire them, aim your phone at them and bimbify them. Then select what role they will work. Choose carefully to have the best running bimbo resort. Good luck. I hit the interview candidate button and almost instantly the doors opened and a young woman entered. She was Hawaiian, like me, with golden brown skin and wavy, black hair. She had a perky disposition. She wore a nice blouse and a pencil skirt. She sat, her breasts clearly large and bouncing. Hi, she said, thrusting a resume across the desk. I'm Ayalana Nani. I'm so excited to work here. Right. I said and glanced at her resume. She worked at the Four Seasons as the nighttime concierge. She was 22 and had a few other jobs at fast food restaurants. "I have experience working concierge," she said, "though I'm hoping to get away from working nights. I would like to see the sun." She giggled. "Right, right," I said, staring at her. She was cute. I just had to hire her by bibifying her. I could do that. This was so wild. "Well, you have the experience, and you're cute." "Cute?" Her eyebrows frowned as I raised my phone. "Wait, did you say cute? You're just hiring me because I'm pretty? That's disgusting." She stood. "I don't want to work for a pig. Bimbify Ayalana Nanny and hire her for your resort?" "Yes or no," I hit yes as she turned around, her skirt hugging her rump. Suddenly, a pink light flashed around her. She was naked, her rump quivering. The faint lines of her panties faded from across her golden brown ass. She spun about, her big boobs heaving. I expected her to be angry with me. Furious. Instead, she had this look of empty-headed joy on her face. She bounced up and down, those double Ds of hers heaving. They were too delicious to watch bouncing. She had dark brown nipples, each pierced by a silver barbell. A thick bush adorned her pussy, her black curls hiding her twat. "Ooh, ooh, ooh, I'm so happy whoppy to worky for you, Mystery Ken!" She squealed in delight, not a thought in her mind. Holy shit, I really bimbified her. My phone buzzed as I watched the giddy thing. My cock was rock hard in my shorts. I loved how she called me Mr. Ken. I liked that a lot. And she was a babe. Hotter than any of my girlfriends. I glanced down at my phone. "Please select her role." Beneath that were three choices, concierge, maid, or cook. Hint, remember the interview and pick the role best suited for the bimbo. Well, that was easy. I hit concierge, which was followed by the standard yes or no prompts. I hit yes and a pink light flashed around her again. She gasped as she was now in her new concierge uniform. It was so fucking slutty. My dick ached at the sight of her in a very short miniskirt of navy blue with a matching corset top that lifted her breasts into two jiggling mounds, leaving both her midriff and her nipples bare. A short, red tie fell between her tits. She grinned at me. "Ooh, ooh, ooh, I am so ready to greedy all the guesty poos and welcome them to the resort, Mystery Ken!" She squealed. It was so hot watching her breasts jiggle in the corset. Then my phone beeped again with a message that read, "Break in your bimbo by enjoying her yourself. You own her and she's your whore. You never have to pay her, only provide room and board. Let's hope you made your manager's apartment big enough." I glanced at Ayalana, my dick so hard. She was so sexy. I stared at her, as she quivered before me. I pushed back my chair and moved around the desk. She smiled at me as she quivered there, her boobs jiggling in her corset. I grabbed her right nipple and twisted the barbell piercing. She gasped and shuddered in delight, whimpering as I twerked it around before letting it go. It blurred as it snapped back into place. Her nub quivered for a moment. "Ooh, ooh, Mystery Ken," she moaned. "That made my pussy all hotty and wet tie and juicy and stuff. Ooh, ooh, that was so amazing. Yay." I grinned at her and grabbed her hips. I pushed her back onto my desk. She sat on it. I leaned in and kissed her. My lips melted to hers. It was so amazing to make out with her like this. Her mouth was so warm on mine. This was so perfect to make out with her. She thrust her tongue into my mouth. She danced it about and wrapped her legs around my waist. She pulled me in close, her hand shooting out and grabbing the waistband of my shorts. "Oh, that's just nicey." She purred and pulled my dick out of my shorts with ease. "Yes, it is. This cock needs to be in my pussy wussy, righty, Mystery Ken? God, yes." I groaned as she stroked up and down me. Her hand felt so good. I loved her pressing my dick into her thick bush. Her curls spread around me. It had been a year since I had gotten laid. "You are just perfect to be my bimbo concierge. Yay." She squealed and pressed me against her wet folds. Her hot, silky petals caressed my lips. "Now fucky me so hearty, Mystery Ken." "Yes." I groaned and buried into Ayalana's pussy. It was heavenly to sink into my bimbo concierge's hot pussy. Her silky cunt gripped my dick with all her wonderful passion. I groaned at the heat of her around me. She gripped my hips with her thighs, holding me tight as her cunt welcomed me in. It was such a wonderful moment that I was in heaven here. I was just enjoying this so much. I was so happy for this pussy around my cock. It was perfect. Just the sort of delight I needed. I trembled at the passion rushing through my body. The passion washed through me. My cock throbbed in her twat. It was so good to feel her pussy around my dick. She squeezed and relaxed about me as she threw her arms around my neck. Her brown eyes sparkled before me. She was one sexy island girl. "Fucky me so hearty, Mystery Ken," she moaned. "I love you so much." "Love," she kissed me. I groaned at the wonderful feel of her lips on mine. Her tongue plunged into my mouth. She was so bold. Wonderfully so. I groaned as her pussy clamped down on my dick. She felt so good around my cock. I shuddered at the warmth of her. I drew back my dick, the silky heaven of her pussy massaging me. It was such a perfect moment. I slammed back into her, my balls slapping into her taint. I groaned at the heat rushing through me. This was so amazing. I pumped away at her. I fucked her with all that I had. I buried into her again and again. I plunged deep and hard into her twat. Her pussy gripped me with her silky cunt. She held me tight as I fucked her hard and fast. I pounded her with all that I had. I loved pumping away at her cunt. I thrust in and out of her, savoring her delicious snatch. It was so great to bury into her cunt again. Her pussy held me tight. It was fabulous. She broke the kiss and squealed. Mystery Ken has such a biggie dick. I love you it so muchy much. She fell back onto her elbows, bumping my computer monitor. Her big tits bounced in her corset top, her nipple piercings gleaming in the light. I groaned as I fucked her hard and fast. I slammed my dick into her pussy again and again. She clamped her twat down on me. She massaged me with every inch of her amazing cunt. I loved every second of fucking her. I buried into her snatch over and over again. I loved slamming deep and hard into her pussy. It was fabulous. She whimpered, her thighs gripping my dick. She humped into my strokes, her boobs bouncing in her corset. I loved the sight of them. I gripped her pierced nipples and twisted her barbells around. She gasped in delight. Yesy yes, play with my piercing nipples, Mystery Ken. She moaned, her pussy clamping down hard on me. Ooh, I lovey dovey it like I lovey dovey. My heart skipped a beat. You love me? With all my heart and all my body and all my pussy and all my soul. She gasped. I love you with all that I have. Yay. Her words swept over me. They were so honest. She had no guile in her. She was open. A bimbo. I grinned at Ayelana and fucked her hard, twisting her nipples back and forth. She moaned in delight, her brown eyes sparkling. She was so sexy. So hot to watch. I loved every second of fucking her pussy. I savored pounding her cunt. I buried into her snatch over and over again, reveling in the hot grip of her cunt. Her pussy gripped me. Massaged me. I loved the way she held me. It was so good to have her gripping my dick. It was fabulous to have her squeezing down on me. I loved how she did that. It was amazing to bury into her with everything that I had. It was fabulous that I thrust into her. It was a great time. I pounded her with all that I had. I plunged to the hilt in her cunt. I fucked her with force. She squeezed down on me. It was so amazing to have her twat gripping me. I savored every second of it. The pressure in my balls grew and grew. It was so delicious that I savored that heat. It was an incredible moment to have her pussy gripping my dick. I fucked her hard, the pressure swelling to the bursting point. My nuts slapped into her taint brimmed with my cum. Ayelana moaned, tossing her head. Ooh, ooh, Mystery Ken, that's so goody great. Moaned the naughty bimbo. I lovey dovey it. I'm gonna cummy on your hugey cock. Yes, yes, come. I growled, slamming into her juicy snatch. I was fucking her bareback. She was my concierge. My bimbo slut. I own you. Yes, you do, Mystery Ken. A big smile spread on her lips as I pounded her twat. I love you that you owny me. Her pussy went wild around my dick. I loved the way her cunt spasmed around me. It was an incredible moment to have her spasming around me. I groaned, savoring that silky heaven suckling at my cock. I buried into her, erupted. My bimbo slut! I roared as I dumped my cum into her pussy. I flooded her writhing snatch with my jizz. She squealed in delight. I pinched her nipples hard, twisting her piercing about as her cunt spasmed around my erupting dick. She milked my cock, working out the cum from my nuts. Ooh, ooh, Mystery Ken seed in my pussy! Yay! She shuddered, suckling at me. It was an incredible moment. I loved every second of dumping my load into her pussy. I savored every last moment of this delight. It was perfect. Amazing. A big smile spread on my lips as I dumped more and more of my cum into her pussy. I filled her to the brim. Shit! I groaned as I pumped the last of my cum into her pussy. Oh shit, that's good. Damn, you're my slut! You're slutty slut, Mystery Ken! She said with such pride shining in her brown eyes that I ripped out of her and said, prove it. Bend over my desk, spread your butt cheeks, and beg me to ass fuck you. Yes, yes. She squealed, her thick, black bush dripping with my pearly jizz. She spun around and bent over the desk, shoving up her miniskirt to be complexity off her plump rump. She parted her butt cheeks, exposing her sphincter. Fuck you my assy, Mystery Ken. I wanna have your cock in my buddy hole. I groaned. This was amazing. How the fuck did this app do this? This was impossible, but it was too real to be a dream. I pressed my cock between her butt cheeks. I slid down her crevice and nuzzled right against her back door. I thrust against her. She whimpered as I did that. It was so good to have her anal ring slowly spreading wide. I had never fucked a woman in the ass. This was so amazing. My dick drilled against her back door, which slowly opened. The ring slid around the crown. I pushed harder until I popped into her bowels. Mystery Ken! Squealed the bimbo as I penetrated her asshole. I sank into Ayelana's asshole. I loved her hot and velvety sheath gripping my dick. She held me tight as I sank into her deeper and deeper. I worked down into her pussy. I savored the way her cunt gripped my dick. She held me tight. I loved it. I was in heaven here. I groaned as I sank deeper and deeper into her bowels. I pushed into her, loving this moment so much. It was just fantastic to have my cock sliding to the hilt in her bowels. I bottomed out in her. Shit. I groaned, savoring being all the way in her bowels. Oh shit, that's good. Mystery Ken, that's so amazing to have you in my buddy hole. She squeezed her bowels down around me. Fucky me so hearty. Yay. I planted my hands on my desk on either spider of her and drew back my cock. She massaged me with her velvety asshole. That wondrous sheath massaged me as more and more of my dick emerged from between her butt cheeks. God, was I bigger? I think I was. Holy shit, what was this app? I slammed back into Ayalana's asshole. The bimbo gasped out in delight as I buggered her. It was just so good. I pumped away at her anal sheath. I fucked her with so much passion. I pounded her with all that I had. I thrust away at her anal sheath again and again. It was so amazing to fuck her with force. I pounded her with all that I had. It was just so good to fuck her anal sheath. I loved it so much. God, no wonder I had a king-sized bed. My bimbos would be sleeping with me. Shit, 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 and I had two more to hire. This was a dream come true. I loved this as I fucked Ayalana's asshole with all that I had. She gasped out in her bubbly voice, so happy to be sodomized. I groaned, thrusting away at her. I loved every second of this. My balls tightened. Yes, yes, yes. I groaned as that wonderful asshole massaged me. I hurtled closer and closer to coming. Closer and closer to spurting into her asshole. I loved every second of pounding her anal sheath. It was just such an incredible moment. Damn! Fucking my asshole so hardy. She whimpered, squeezing her amazing bowels down around my dick. Her butt cheeks jiggled every time I buried into her. She tossed her head, her mane of curly, black hair dancing. I love it! Oh fuck, that's good. I groaned, savoring her bowels. Oh, that's fucking good. It is, Mystery Ken. She clamped her bowels down around me. I'm gonna come you so hardy. Yay. The app beeped as I buried into her asshole. Her bowels convulsed around me. Ayalana squealed out with her rapture, her asshole spasming around me. It was just an incredible treat to feel that delight. I loved it so much. I savored that delight as I pumped my cum into her anal sheath that I spurted over and over into her bowels, the pleasure slamming into me. Mystery Ken. She gasped as my cum flooded her anal sheath that I grunted with each eruption. I spurted blast after blast of cum into her velvety asshole, her bowels suckling at my dick. It was spectacular to feel that. I loved every second of her writhing around me. A big smile spread on my lips. Shit, shit, shit. I groaned, savoring the way her anal sheath rippled around my dick. Ayalana! You're such an amazing bimbo concierge. Yay! She squealed as I spurted the last of my cum into her asshole. The heat washed through me. I felt so amazing right now. I could just fly away. A big smile spread on my lips as her bowels rippled around my cock a few more times. I love you being a bimboy concierge. It's so awesome-y. Yeah. I panted and grabbed my phone. Another notification from the bimbo app. The next interviewee has arrived. Do you wish to interview her? If so, sit down on your chair and hit the interview candidate button. I pulled out of Ayalana's asshole and moved around my table. She giggled and followed me around. She stood behind me like she knew what to do. She stood there with her hands folded before her and a big smile on her face. I hit the interview candidate button and my door opened a moment later. A round-faced woman in a gray cleaning smock entered. She had a kerchief over her hair, but a few of her black strands escaped. She was a native Hawaiian like Ayalana and me, her skin a delicious shade of coppery brown. She handed over her resume saying, Hi, I'm Mele. I really want to get out of working at the Grand Hyatt. Ms. Tennant? I asked as I glanced down at her resume. She had worked at the Grand Hyatt, the Four Seasons, and the Hilton as a maid since she was 18. 6 years of work. Yeah. She said and glanced at Ayalana. Hi. I'm a bimboy concierge. Ayalana said, causing me to freeze. God, her tits were out. How wonderful. Said Mele. I have many good references. I've always done a good job cleaning. Never been accused of any misconduct. You up to sucking the guest's dicks? I asked, grabbing the phone. What? She leaped to her feet. I'm not a fucking whore. I bimbify Mele Kakalina and hire her for your resort. I hit the yes button and she flashed naked. I smiled as her curvy hips appeared, her breasts round. She was a thicker girl than Ayalana with a nice ass. Mele definitely would fit in nicely. I loved the landing strip that led to her shaved pussy. Please select her role. Beneath that were two choices now, maid or cook. Hint, remember the interview and pick the role best suited for her. I hit maid followed by the yes button. In another flash of pink, she was in a sexy French maid's uniform. Short, puffy skirt and low-cut bodice that showed off her round breasts, cradling her bare tits in frilly lace. A short, white apron covered her black skirt. She had fishnet stockings and high heels to complete the look. Yay, I'm a bimboy maid. She squealed, jumping up and down. Yep, I said, pulling out my dick. And I have something for you to clean right here and now. I just fucked her in the ass. Then let me clean you that right up. She moaned and dropped to her knees. She opened her mouth wide and happily swallowed my cock. I groaned as she slid her lips over my dirty dick. A wave of heat rushed through me as she did that. I groaned in delight as she swirled her tongue around my dick. She danced around me. It was so hot having her do that. I loved the feel of her mouth working up and down my dick, her tongue sweeping about me. She whimpered as she suckled on my cock. She nursed on me with all that she had. It was so good having her suckle and slurp on my dirty rod. I groaned as she did that. It was so amazing to have her doing that. She flicked her tongue around my cock. Yes. I groaned, enjoying that mouth immensely. That's it. Oh, you're such a dirty bimbo maid. Yes, she is. Squealed Ayalana. Cleany Mystery Ken's dick. Mele moaned around my cock and swirled her tongue, listening to the bimbo concierge. I savored this delight. I had two women I own now. I shuddered at the pleasure. I noticed that my Bimbo Bucks hadn't gone down. I really didn't have to pay them any salary. I just owned them completely. It was amazing. A heady rush to have these two bimbos to worship me. Melly worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled at me with all that she had. It was so wondrous to enjoy her hot mouth. I hurtled toward my climax. Having my dick sucked clean by the naughty woman was just amazing. I groaned in delight as she worked her mouth up and down my cock. The pressure grew in my balls. Fuck! I moaned as I hurtled toward bursting. She buffed me clean. She swirled her tongue around my dick. I loved every second of this. The pleasure was intense. It was amazing to have her hot working up and down my dick. She brought me closer and closer to bursting. Her tongue danced around the crown of my cock. She stared up at me with such passion in her brown eyes. My dick lurched. The pressure at the tip burst. I gasped out in delight as I erupted into her mouth. You bimbo slut! I roared as I dumped my cum into her mouth. She gulped it down. She swallowed all of my jizz. It was so wild to come in her mouth. I just met her, and now she was my bimbo maid. Melee stared at me with such empty-headed love in her eyes. She was so sexy. I groaned as I pumped more and more of my seed into her maw. Yes! I growled as I erupted one last time. I glanced at Ilana, who watched on, her cheeks flushed dark. She had a mess of cum in her bush, her black curls matted with my pearly jizz. There's another mess to clean up, Melee. Ilana's bush and pussy. Eat her out. Melee plopped her mouth off my dick and gasped out. Yes, sir, Mystery Ken. She turned and crawled toward Ilana, the bimbo maid's fluffy skirt rustling over her rump. She nuzzled right into my bimbo concierge's bush and licked up the cum off her curls. I was arrested by the sight of that pink tongue stroking through those black hairs to clean up my jizz. Fuck. I breathed as the bimbo maid licked again and again. She was dedicated to cleaning. That was so hot to watch. Melee suckled some of the cum off Ilana's curls before nuzzling deeper and licking. I fucking love this app. Melee, you're such a goody good bimbo maid to licky me clean. Whimpered Ilana. I dropped to my knees and pushed up the bimbo maid's skirt. I found Melee's shaved cunt dripping in juices. The air brimmed with spicy and tangy aromas, they're hot cunts. I was having a threesome with two hot bimbos that I owned. I pressed my cock into Melee's pussy and thrust into her cunt. I sank into her pussy as she moaned, feasting on the cream pie I left in Ilana's pussy. This was so hot. I was fucking a second woman, my second bimbo, of the day. I was in heaven here. I gripped her hips and drew back. Her pussy clamped down on me. She held me tight with her silky embrace. It was so good being in her. I fucked her hard. I slammed to the hilt in her cunt. It was amazing to be in her pussy. I fucked deep and hard into her cunt. I pounded Melee as she feasted on Ilana's cunt. The bimbo maid licked the bimbo concierge's pussy clean of my jizz. It was so hot. I loved it as I fucked away. My dick plunged over and over into that hot cunt. It was just amazing. Yes. I groaned. Ooh, Melee, you're such a lovey-dovey awesomey bimboy maid. Whimpered Ilana. Yes, she was. I loved this. I savored that hot, tight cunt squeezing around my dick. I thrust into that hot cunt again and again, savoring the heat of her twat around my dick. I plunged into her snatch over and over again. I loved fucking her. I felt so good. I savored this heat gripping my cock. I groaned with each thrust into her cunt. I fucked her with such force. It was so amazing to pound her like this. I thrust to the hilt in her cunt again and again. I hurtled closer and closer to coming. Her pussy clamped down on me. She held me tight with her amazing pussy, whimpering. Fucking me so hard, Mystery Ken. Yes. I groaned, churning her up. Shit, that's good. I hurtled toward my orgasm. Ooh, yay. Ilana gasped, her big boobs jiggling in her corset as she bucked. She was coming on Melee's face. Yummy nummy pussy creamies. Squealed Melee, her pussy clamping down on your thrusting dick. Ooh, lucky ducky me. Her cunt went wild around my dick. She spasmed around my cock, her cunt suckling at my dick. I loved that heat. I savored the pleasure rushing through me. It was so amazing to pump away at her writhing cunt. The pressure in my balls hurtled closer and closer to bursting. I buried into her heavenly twat and erupted. Mystery Ken's cummies. She moaned as I dumped my load into her pussy. Fuck. I groaned, my phone beeping behind me. I spurted blast after blast of my cum into the bimbo maid's pussy. The pleasure washed through me. It was so good to have all this bliss sweeping through me. I loved it so much. The heat rushed through me as I basted her cunt with my seed. I pumped blast after blast of my cum into her pussy. I groaned with each blast of spunk. I shuddered, spurting into her cunt over and over again. I flooded her with all that I had. I loved the feel of that hot cum spurting into her twat. It was just amazing to have all that cum erupting from my dick and pumping into her cunt. I filled her up with everything that I had. The pleasure crashed through my mind. I savored every last second of flooding her with my spunk. Fuck! I groaned, spurting more and more of my spunk into her snatch. I loved every second of erupting into her. I flooded her with all that I had. The pleasure shot through me. Oh fuck, that's so good. Shit. Mystery Ken. Whimpered Melee as her pussy milked my dick dry. I fired the last blast of cum into her pussy. The two bimbos were moaning. I shuddered and ripped my dick out of her cunt. I bet the next interviewee had arrived. The bimbo cock. I smiled. I didn't care who walked through the door, She would be hired and fucked out. I snatched up my phone as Mele rose and kissed Ilana. The two bimbos made out with passion as I swiped my phone. The app had a new notification that read, "The next interviewee has arrived. Do you wish to interview her? If so, sit down on your chair and hit the interview candidate button." I hit the interview candidate button as I sat on my chair. The door opened a moment later, my phone aimed at whoever it was. I froze in shock at my mother walking in wearing her jeans and a faded t-shirt, a bright smile on her face. "Hi, honey," she said. "Ooh, Keone, you did it. You opened your own resort. I want to help out. I want to be your cook. You know how great a cook I am, honey." My jaw dropped. My mother? God, could I bimbify my mother? She really did fill out that t-shirt, and her hips were curvy. She kept herself in good shape working 2 or 3 jobs a week. She had this bright smile on her face, the phone shaking in my hand. "Bimbify Kamalani Kikoa and hire her for your resort, Waisorino." Chapter 02 Breaking in His Bimbo Mommy. Keone, Ken, Kikoa. Waisai smashed the yes button before I could even think. In a flash, my mother was naked before me, her big breasts quivering before her. She had fat, dark brown nipples atop those golden mounds. She quivered in delight, an empty-headed smile on her face. "Please select her role." There was only one role left for her. Cook. Hint, remember the interview and pick the role best suited for her. Well, there was nothing else to pick, so I hit cook. The yes and no prompts appeared. I hit yes, of course. Then my mom was clothed in her new, sexy uniform, which was just a frilly, white apron that barely covered her breasts, the sides of her boobs peeking out. It fell so short, just past her pussy. It tied in the back. I could see the bow. "Ooh, I'm so ready to cook for you and your guesty guests, Mr. Keone," she said, bouncing up and down. Her breasts heaved beneath the apron, one of her nipples popping into view as the fabric shifted. Her dark brown nub beaded with something white. "I'll use my breasty milk to make yummy nummy food. Yay. Yay." Mele and Ayalana squealed behind me, my bimbo maid and bimbo concierge respectively. I rose from my chair in my office in my very own resort. This was so insane. The app had built me a resort with money I didn't have. I owned the land it sat on. It made no sense how this adult hotel simulator game could play out in real life. It did. Why did I get this? I didn't know, but I was so excited for my mother. To transgress and cross the line that no mother and son should. Mother's forbidden fruits were mine to enjoy. She looked at me so happy as I moved closer. "Do you want to enjoy your mommy's delicious treaty treats, Mr. Keone?" she asked. She was the only one that called me by my full name. I liked Ken instead of my traditional Hawaiian name. "Huh. Your bimbo mommy has such delicious-y breasty milk for you." "Yeah." I groaned and ducked my head down to her exposed nipple. I latched on and suckled. Her sweet milk squirted into my mouth. I groaned at that wonderful flavor. She tasted so good. I groaned as I suckled on her. The heat of her treat warmed down to my belly. I nursed on her with all that I had. She groaned and squealed in delight as I nursed on her. I swallowed down my breast milk. It poured into my mouth. I groaned in delight at how soothing it was. My mother's creamy treat. I closed my eyes and suckled again. More of her milk squirted into my mouth. I loved that delight. She tasted so good. It was so delicious to have all that milk flooding my mouth. I swallowed it all down. It was so good to have her cream squirting into my mouth. I nursed on her with all that I had. She moaned as I did that. "Ooh, that's good," she purred as I suckled from her. "That's so yummy nummy goody good. Drink all of mommy's breasty milk, Mr. Keone. Every lasty drop. Do it, Mr. Ken," Mele squealed as Ayalana gasped. "Yes, yes, nissy it all up, Mr. Ken." I heard the smack of lips. My two other bimbos made out behind me. I groaned, so glad to have all this delight squirting into my mouth. I suckled down my mom's breast milk. She slid her fingers through my hair. She tasted so good. Her breast milk was delicious. And why dick ached. I couldn't believe that I had bimbified my mother. I had crossed that line, and now I could enjoy her. I could fuck her. Slide into the pussy that birthed me. My cock twitched at that thought. My mom was mine. My bimbo cook. My slutty mommy. I could feast on her other treats. Her breast milk was delicious. Sweet and creamy with this honeydew melon aftertaste. What did her pussy taste like? Before I spurted my cum in her, I should get a taste of her. That thought burned through my mind. I wanted to drink my fill of her breast milk. She tasted so damn good. That sweet, creamy treat was just what a son should enjoy. She had such delicious breast milk. She was fantastic.
Oh, that's so goody, Mr. Keone. She purred. My son is so greedy. You have such an awesome hotel, Mr. Keone. I'm so proud of you.
I froze at those words. I believed them. Even though she was bimbified, she was proud of me. She always wanted me to achieve something more than working facilities at the various resorts around Honolulu. She had to work at 3 different resorts just to pay the bills. She wanted me to succeed. To do more than fix clogged toilets. To make something of myself.
So proudy proud.
She repeated as I suckled on her. I popped my mouth off her nipple and said,
thanks, mom.
She smiled at me. I kissed her with the melony aftertaste of her breast milk on my lips. I loved my mom. Her lips melted to mine. The bimbified MILF kissed me with passion. She threw her arms around my neck, her tongue thrusting into my mouth. It was such a delicious moment.
her big boobs pressed against my chest, one still covered by her apron. My hand slid around her and found her plump rump. The knotted bow rubbed on my knuckles as I kneaded her butt cheeks. She moaned, my cock pressed against her stomach. I had to devour her cunt, show my bimbo mommy how much I loved her. I broke the kiss and said, "Thanks for working for me, mom. You're so welcome, Mr. Keone." She purred. "I'm your bimbo mommy. I'm always here for you. Ooh, ooh, I'll cookie for all your guesty poos." I smiled and dropped to my knees. "And they're going to love your cooking, mom." I lifted her apron to reveal her shaved pussy. I doubted mom shaved before. It must be something the bimbo app did to her. "Just like I am going to love eating your pie. Ooh, ooh, feasty feast, Mr. Keone," she said with such eagerness that I buried my face into her pussy and licked at her twat. I loved how she gasped. Her head threw back. Her big boobs jiggled as I licked at her. I lapped with such passion at her cunt. I stroked my tongue through her folds, gathering up her sweet cream. God, she tasted sweet. Sweet and delicious. I squeezed my mom's ass as I licked at her. She squealed in delight, her big boobs jiggling, one still covered by her apron. The exposed one dripped with milk, white leaking out of her nipple. A wet spot spread on the cloth covering the other nub. "Ooh, ooh, such a goody great son, Mr. Keone," she moaned. "Yes, yes, you are. I love you so muchy much. So proudy of you. Thanks, mom." I groaned into her cunt, her words spurring me on. My hotel would be a big hit. The bimbo paradise and would draw customers from around the world. I thrust my tongue into her pussy. I danced around in her cunt, licking and lapping at her. It was such a good time to flick about in her depths. I came from here. I was returning to my mother. It was so delicious to flick about in her. I loved every last second of her sweetness being around me. I squeezed her rump as she squirmed on my face. My tongue caressed her. I loved stroking through her folds and loving every moment of enjoying her pussy. She tasted so good, just so delicious. "Ooh, ooh, Mr. Keone, you're so goody at eating pussy," mom moaned. "Yes, yes. I love you, Doviet. Make me cummy. Make her cummy, Mr. Ken," moaned Ilana. "Ooh, ooh, and make me cummy too, sweetie Mele." "Yay," Mele squealed, her voice muffled. She must be licking Ilana's pussy. Good. I wanted my bimbos to get along. It was so hot. My tongue stroked through my mother's folds. She squirmed, her entire body quivering in delight as I lapped at her. I loved caressing her. My fingers squeezed down on her rump. It was so good to stroke through her folds. To treat her like this. I lapped at her with all that I had. I caressed her with such passion. It was so good. She squirmed on my face. Her entire body trembled as I licked at her. I lapped at her with all that I had. She tossed her head as I thrust my tongue into her pussy. I flicked about in her cunt. She groaned as I lapped at her with such passion. "Ooh, ooh, Mr. Keone," she moaned. "I'm gonna cummy." "Yes," I growled and found her clit. I suckled on her bud. Mom bucked. Her boobs bounced and heaved, rustling her apron. Her other nipple popped out from behind the cloth, milk flicking from the brown nub. It was so hot to watch. I loved the sight as I tongued around her bud. I suckled on her. She squirmed, her head tossing. Her black hair fluttered around her shoulders. She whimpered, her face twisting in delight. I nibbled on her with all that I had. I suckled with passion on her clit. "Yes, yes," she gasped and burst with delight. Her pussy cream gushed out and bathed my mouth. I groaned, drowning in my bimbo mommy's pussy juices. I licked up her delight. I savored her juices gushing out of her cunt. I licked and lapped at her, my dick so hard as she creamed. It was wonderful to have all her passion gushing out of her and pouring into my mouth. I lapped it all up, savoring every last second of her passion drowning me. I stroked my tongue through her flesh. It was amazing to lap at her. To lick at her with all that I had. I was so happy. I squeezed her butt cheeks. I kneaded her rump, so happy to have her drowning me with her pussy cream. I licked at her twat with all that I had. I stroked my tongue through her folds, gathering it all up as she moaned and gasped. She quivered through her rapture. "Ooh, ooh, Mr. Keone," she whimpered. "You're such a goody great son. Thank you. Thank you for hiring me and making me your bimbo mommy cook. You're so welcome," I groaned. I had to fuck her, but there was a bedroom next door. I definitely understood why my personal quarters had to possess a king-sized bed. My bimbos lived in my personal quarters, too. "Come with me." "Yes, yes," she said as I rose and took her hand. I led her around the desk, my cock bobbing before me. Ilana trembled through her own orgasm, drowning Mele with pussy cream. I slapped my bimbo concierge on the ass as I passed her. She flashed me a smile as she whimpered. I brought mom into my bedroom and threw her down on the bed. She gasped, bouncing, her apron sandwiched between her big breasts. The bottom flipped up to reveal her shaved cunt, her legs spread wide. I licked my lips, savoring the sweetness of her incestuous twat. "I'm going to fuck you so hard," I growled. "Ooh, ooh, fucky her, Mr. Ken," Mele cooed. She walked in pulling Ilana with her, my bimbo maid's lips dripping with pussy juices. She sat on the end of the bed and spread her legs. "Feasty on me, Ilana. Yummy." The bimbo concierge cooed and dropped to her knees. She began her feast on my bimbo maid. I let them have their fun as I crawled onto the bed after my mother. My dick swayed back and forth. She squirmed there, her eyes so bright. I licked my lips, so ready to just fuck her hard. I stretched over her and lowered myself down to her. I kissed her on the mouth. She moaned as our bodies pressed together, my cock nuzzling into her pussy. She wrapped her legs around me. I don't think she had been with a man since Dad died when I was a baby. Too busy raising me. I would make it up to her. I would fuck her hard. Fuck her like Dad would have. I would make my father proud. I thrust to the hilt in my mom's pussy. She moaned in delight, her forbidden cunt welcoming me home with taboo silkiness. Her wet heat soaked my dick as I sank to the hilt in her. My nuts slapped against her taint. I loved being on her. In her. She hugged me with her arms and legs, our lips working together, as she moaned in delight. Her pussy squeezed so tight down around me. That was so good. I enjoyed having her in me. It was a perfect delight. I drew back my cock. She whimpered in delight, her pussy clutching to me. I thrust back into her twat. I fucked her with all that I had. I buried into her with force, churning her up with all that I had. She shuddered, squeezing down on me. I broke the kiss and groaned. Mom! Mr. Keone! She gasped.
Yesy yes! Your mommy is so proudy proud of you and you're in, and your biggie dick stretching out my pussy!
Yay! I grinned down at her. I'm so glad to stretch out your pussy. Been a while since you've had a cock. So lungy I can't even remember. She shuddered. So biggie and thicky and amazing.
Yesy yes, fuck your mommy so hard, Mr. Keone!
So hardy! Moaned Mele as Ayalana devoured her cunt. I drew back my cock, my bimbo mommy's pussy clamping down on me. She massaged me with her flesh. I buried into her cunt, loving the feel of her around me. She held me so tight. It was a fantastic rush to bury into her. I pounded her cunt with force. I thrust into her again and again. She groaned, clamping her pussy down on me. She held me tight as I fucked into her twat. I pounded her with all that I had. It was glorious being in her. She whimpered, her pussy clamping down on me. She held me tight with her silky snatch. I loved burying into her. I enjoyed every last second of fucking her. I savored that wonderful treat of burying into her cunt. I fucked her with all that I had. It was so good to bury into her.
Ooh, ooh, such a biggie dick, Mr. Keone.
She moaned.
I love your cock in my cunty hole.
Yesy yes, you're so thicky and prouty and hugey.
You're so tight, Mom.
I groaned, slamming into her. The heat of her cunt swelled the pressure in my nuts. I hurtled toward that wonderful moment when I would come. I would burst into her snatch. Just flood her with all my taboo cum.
I love you. I love you, W, too.
She whimpered. I slammed into her again and again. I fucked her with all that I had. It was so outstanding to bury into her like that. I groaned, savoring the heat of her pussy gripping my dick. She had such a silky pussy. A wonderful cunt. I thrust into her, churning up her pussy. Heat pressure grew and grew in my nuts as they slammed into her. I loved this moment. I savored burying into her. She squeezed her cunt down around my dick. She massaged me with that hot pussy. It was an incredible delight to bury into her snatch. I fucked into her with all that I had. I loved how she squeezed down on me with her wonderful pussy. The pressure swelled in my nuts as she held me tight, her fingernails raking down my back.
Mom!
I groaned.
Ooh, ooh, Mr. Keone, I love you, dove your mighty dick and... I'm gonna cummy on your prouty cock.
She squealed and bucked beneath me. Her pussy went wild around my dick. I groaned as that happened. Her pussy writhed around my cock. It was such an incredible rush to have her writhing beneath me. She suckled at me with that delicious snatch. It was so good having all that pleasure spilling through me. I groaned as her pussy spasmed around me. She suckled on me, making me feel incredible. Her pussy convulsed about me. It was such an amazing moment to have all that ecstasy sweeping through me. I spurted into her again and again. I filled her up with all my jizz.
Oh, my prouty son has much cummies for me,
squealed Mom.
Yes.
I growled as she milked me. I dumped my load into my mother's fertile pussy. I shuddered on her as her pussy spasmed around me. The pleasure swept through my body. I groaned with each blast of cum. It was so amazing to flood my mom's pussy with her spunk. I filled her up with everything that I had. It was so good to do that to her. She trembled beneath me as I dumped my load into her pussy. I savored that wonderful pussy going wild around my dick. She milked me dry.
Mom!
I groaned as I dumped the last of my cum into her pussy. I filled her up with all that I had. It was so good to flood her with all that I had.
Oh damn, that was good.
Mmm. She purred.
Ooh, ooh, that's so greedy good.
Gasped Mele behind me.
You lovey-dovey pussy.
I do.
Ayalana moaned, her voice muffled by pussy.
I bet you do, Ayalana.
I said as an idea popped into my head.
Why don't you lick my mom clean while I fuck Mele in the ass? Ooh, ooh, that sounds perfectly great.
Ayalana squealed. Her head popped up, her lips dripping in pussy cream.
I will lick your mom up. That's such a greedy name to have. Mom. Like she's a mom.
She is a mom. I said.
My mom.
God, you're an airhead. Her name's Kamalani.
Ooh, that's pretty, too.
Mele said.
Mommy Kamalani. I lovey dovey it. Lovey dovey.
Ayalana said, nodding, pussy cream spilling down her chin. I rolled off my mom and shook my head. Airheads. But they were so delicious. Ayalana wasted no time diving forward and burying her face into my mom's pussy and licking up my cum. That never got old watching a woman do that. Never got fucking old. My dick throbbed. I wanted to just ram my cock into Mele's asshole.
Ooh, ooh, licky me clean.
Mom purred as Ilana feasted. The bimbo concierge was giving Mom such friendly treatment. You're such a goody girl.
Yes-y, you are.
Ooh, that's all awesome-y.
You're licking up all my son's proudy cum.
Melly smiled and knelt beside my mom. I moved behind her, watching Ilana feasting on Mom's pussy. I pressed my cock into her butt crack and find her asshole. I drilled against her. She moaned as I did that, her hips wiggling. Lubed by my mom's pussy cream, I thrust against Melly's asshole. Her anal ring widened. She whimpered like a good bimbo maid. Her head tossed, her black hair swaying. Her anal ring widened and swallowed my cock that I popped into her bowels. Her asshole devoured my cock. I sank into her, savoring that heat. I was in heaven here. I loved sliding into her bowels. She groaned as I did that. Her asshole gripped me. She held me tight as I filled her bowels up with my dick.
Oh, Mr. Ken.
She whimpered as I sank into her velvety depths. I enjoyed every inch of her bowels around my cock. She felt so good about me. Just so wonderful. A big smile spread on my lips as I bottomed out in her.
Oh, Mr. Ken, that's so goody great.
I winked at her as I drew back my cock. She groaned as I did that. She shuddered as her bowels massaged me. I slammed back into her anal sheath. I fucked into her bowels. I buried deep and hard into her anal sheath. It was so good to thrust into her again and again that I savored it so much. I reveled in this moment. I plowed into her asshole. She was so delightful to fuck. She moaned as I fucked her. Mom squirmed beside me, her big boobs jiggling. Milk spilled down her boobs from her nipples.
Mr. Ken's biggie dick is so awesome-y in my buddy hole.
Melly moaned, her bowels clamping down on my cock.
I bet it is. Mom said. I'm so proud of you, Mr. Keone, for fucking her in the asshole so hardy and so fasty. Thanks, Mom.
I groaned.
Damn, she's got a tight ass. I bet you do too, Mom. Ever been fucked up in the ass?
Her face scrunched up and she giggled.
I don't know. Remembering things is too hardy hard. I just want to cook and fuck and cook and fuck. Yay. Fucking is the bestie best.
Ilana moaned, her face buried in my mom's bald snatch.
Ooh, that's such yummy nummy cunty cream.
God, I love this. I slammed into my bimbo maid's asshole. I own these women. Mom, Mele, and Ilana were my bimbo slaves. Happy, airheaded fucktas that would make me so much money. My resort would be prefect. I gripped Mele's hips, slamming into her bowels. I fucked to the hilt in her anal sheath, reveling in her bowels clamping down on me. She held me tight as I fucked her. I pounded her with all that I had. It was glorious to do that. I buried into her with so many hard strokes that I fucked her with force. I pounded her with my passion. It was so good to bury into her like this. I plowed deep and hard into her snatch. I fucked her, reveling in that tight hole. Her bowels clamped down hard on my cock. She massaged me with her amazing snatch.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned, slamming to the hilt in her anal sheath.
That's so good, Mele. I'm so glad you're happy.
Squealed Mele, her bowels clamping down on me.
Yes-y, yes, make my proudy son all happy and cummy and happy.
Mom squealed, her back arching.
Ooh, ooh, you're making me all happy whoppy, naughty bimboy slut. Goody mommy Kamalani.
Squealed the bimbo concierge feasting on my mom's cunt. Mom shuddered on her back, clearly loving everything that was happening to her. She humped against that cutie's mouth. I loved the sight as I fucked deep and hard into Melly's asshole. Her bowels clamped down on me. She held me tight. It was glorious to fuck into her bowels. I pounded her anal sheath. I loved feeling her bowels squeezing down around me. It was so perfect to have her massaging me like that. It was glorious. I thrust into her anal sheath. I pounded her bowels with so much force. It was fantastic to thrust into her. I buried into her with all that I had. It was so amazing that I loved every last second of fucking her bowels. I pounded her anal sheath as she moaned, her hips wiggling. She stirred her velvety asshole around my dick. That was such a great sensation to experience. I loved it immensely that I pounded her bowels with all that I had. It was so glorious to fuck her. To pound into her with such delight. I buried into her again and again. It was so great to have bowels clamping down on my anal sheath.
Ooh, that's good.
I groaned.
That's fucking amazing. Yes, yes, you're going to make me burst. Just make me come. I want you to come in my asshole, Mr. Ken.
She squealed, her bowels clamping down tight on me.
Yes, yes, just flood me with all your goody great jizzies. Floody her.
Mom groaned, her big boobs jiggling, milk dripping down the sides of her golden brown tits. She was so gorgeous that so was Ilana feasting on her. The naughty concierge wiggled her hips, her blue miniskirt bunched around her waists. She devoured the cum out of Mom's pussy with such zeal. It was so hot to enjoy. I slammed into Mele's asshole that I buried into her again and again, wanting to just come in her. I wanted to flood her with all that I had. It would be so incredible. I couldn't wait for all that delight to burst out of me. I buried to the hilt in her asshole.
Mr. Ken!
She squealed out as her asshole went wild around my dick.
Yes, yes! Cummies!
Shit! I groaned, pumping away at her writhing bowels. She felt so good spasming around me, suckling at me. I hurtled toward my climax, pumping away at her anal sheath. I buried into her as the pressure burst at the tip of my dick.
Yes.
I erupted. My cum spurted into her asshole. I flooded her spasming bowels. The pleasure slammed through me. Mele moaned out her passion as her anal she suckled on me. She nursed on me with that delicious and velvety flesh.
"Ooh, ooh, you goody bimboy slutty girl,"
Mom gasped, her boobs bouncing as she bucked. "So much greedy goody blissy joy.
Yay."
As Mom drowned Ilana, I pumped more and more of my cum into Mele's asshole. I flooded her with all that I had. The rapture swept through me. I groaned through the joy that shot through me. I enjoyed every last moment of it. I groaned with each blast of cum that I fired into her asshole. It was such a great moment. I loved it immensely. I enjoyed every last second of spurting into her. The pleasure slammed through me. It was glorious. Just fantastic.
Damn.
I groaned, savoring that wonderful heat shooting out of me. I dumped the last of my cum into her bowels. It was a glorious moment.
Oh damn, that was good. So goody great.
Squealed the cutie, her bowels rippling around me.
Wasn't that just awesomey? So awesomey.
I groaned, my heart pounding in my chest.
Damn, that was good.
Her asshole suckled at me. It was such a good thing to feel. I pulled out of her, my dick dirty. I had to get it clean. I fell onto my back between Mele and my writhing mom. She quivered through her orgasm, shuddering on Ilana's face.
So goody.
She breathed, her eyes squeezing closed. She turned her head and smiled at me.
She's so goody, Mr. Keone. You hired such goody and slutty and goody bimboy girls.
Yes, I did. I said.
Want to suck my dick clean of Mele's ass?
Mom's eyes widened like I had offered her the greatest gift in the world.
Oh boy, would I. I woody would.
She sat up, her big boobs jiggling, and crawled down the bed, her big boobs swaying and dripping her delicious milk. She leaked out quite a lot of that delight. She grabbed my dick and smacked her lips. Then Mom swallowed my dirty dick with such enthusiasm that I groaned as she did that. She slid her lips over my cock and suckled on me with passion. She buffed my cock clean with all her motherly love. The bimbo nursed on me. My back arched as I groaned out in delight.
Fuck.
I groaned, glancing at Ilana. My mother's pussy cream dripped from her chin.
Ilana, sit on my face. You made my mom come hard. You deserve a reward.
Ooh, thank you, Mr. Ken.
Squealed the bimbo concierge. She crawled over me and straddled my head.
I love your rewardy rewards. I'll work you so hard to get them all the time.
Yay.
She planted her thick bush on my face. She had a thick bush. Mom didn't have a bush.
Holy shit, did my mom shave her pussy before becoming a bimbo?
That was wild. I couldn't believe that Mom did that. Christ, was she? No, she was only fucking me.
Sitting on Mr. Ken's face is so greedy good.
Squealed the naughty bimbo as her curls tickled my face. Her spicy pussy cream soaked my lips that I licked at her cunt, staring at her golden brown ass. I liked that I had only hired native Hawaiian bimbos to work at my resort. I probably would hire some Japanese or white sluts later, but it was good for the short term. Especially with that hot mouth suckling on my dick. Mom bobbed her head. She nursed on my cock, buffing off Mele's sour asshole.
It was a treat.
My dick lurched in her mouth. She flicked her tongue around it, driving me wild. I loved how she suckled on me. How she loved me. It was so good having Mom buffing my dick clean while I tongued Ilana's pussy. The bimbo concierge shuddered on me. She ground her twat on my face. She quivered in delight as I licked at her like that. I stroked my tongue through her folds.
Ooh, that's so goody great.
She moaned. Such a goody greedy delighty joy.
Yay.
I loved her enthusiasm. She was certainly excited to have me licking her pussy. To have me tonguing her cunt with all that I had. I flicked through her folds. I lapped at her with everything that I had. It was so good to tongue her like that. She whimpered, her body quivering on my lips. Her bush tickled my face. I moaned into her cunt as Mom bobbed her head. She worked her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with such motherly love. It was an incredible moment to have her doing that. I groaned into Ayalana's snatch, loving every last second of my mother polishing my dirty dick. It was fabulous to have her suckling on my cock. She moaned around me. She made me shudder, the pleasure rushing through me.
Yesy, yes, yes.
Squealed the naughty cutie riding my face that I tongued her clit, gathering up her spicy juices as I hurtled toward that moment when I would climax. I would have to spurt all that cum I had into her pussy. I would fill her up with so much spunk. She would squeal out in delight. I suckled hard on her clit. I nibbled on her bud. She gasped as I did that. Her passion echoed through the room as I suckled on her. I flicked my tongue around her bud as she squirmed on my face. It was fabulous.
Ooh, Mr. Ken.
She moaned as I suckled on her clit.
I'm gonna cummies on your face. Yes, yes, cummy on Mr. Ken.
Mele cheered. My bimbo maid clapped her hands together.
He's the greatest man who lives and he owns us and loves us and fucks us and loves us.
Yes.
I growled, my mom sucking so hard on my cock.
I fucking love you.
Shit.
I erupted into Mom's hungry mouth. I suckled hard on Ilana's clit as I dumped my cum into my mother's mouth. She gulped it down as the incestuous pleasure shot through me. Such joy rushed through my body. It was an absolutely fabulous delight. The pleasure crashed through my mind. I groaned at how great it was. This was such an awesome moment.
Ooh, Mr. Ken.
Whimpered Ilana as I moaned around her clit.
The bestie best.
Yay.
Her pussy juices gushed out. A spicy flood of her cunt cream was the perfect accompaniment to the pleasure slamming through my body. I groaned with each eruption of cum that flooded my mom's mouth. Stars flashed across my vision as I drowned in Ilana's pussy juices. She squirmed on me, rubbing her furred muff into my face. I groaned with each eruption, savoring every last moment of this bliss rushing through me as I drank her spicy cream. Mom suckled down my dick. She gulped down every last blast of cum that I had in my nuts. She was such a loving bimbo mommy. I reveled with having all that pleasure rushing through me. As I spurted one last time into my mom's mouth, my phone beeped. I had left it in the office, but I knew that sound. I groaned as my dick twitched in mom's mouth. Mele, fetch my phone from the office. I groaned into Ilana's spicy pussy. Her bush tickled my face as she squirmed on me. Okie dokie, Mr. Ken. She squealed and jumped off the bed. Ilana slipped off my face. Mele rushed back in, her disarrayed maid's uniform rustling. Her round boobs bounced in the nestle of lace. She jumped on the bed, landing on her knees, and thrust my phone out at me. I checked it and found a notification from the bimbo app. With staff hired, you are ready for your grand opening tomorrow. With three bimbos and three hotel rooms, you have to make $600 bimbo bucks a day to break even. Damn, I was glad that I left myself with a buffer of $1,000 bimbo bucks. I wondered what happened if I ran out of money. Would I have to take a loan with a horrible interest rate? Or was it game over? What did game over mean? No more bimbos? Shit, I didn't want to find out. This was one game that I had to win. I was nervous the next day. It was the grand opening. I was in the office wearing a pair of gray slacks, a white dress shirt, with a gray tie. My black hair was slicked back. Mom was in the kitchen ready to whip up meals. She had made breakfast for us, using her own breast milk in the scrambled eggs and in my coffee. That was the best creamer in the world. Mele was ready to take guests to their rooms. Ilana was at the concierge's desk, ready to greet them in her blue corset top that lifted her big boobs into a pair of jiggling mounds. Her pierced nipples gleamed. Now I just had to wait. Would anyone come? It was a new hotel. I was down to $400. I needed some guests to arrive. I would succeed if I had two rooms booked at a time. Three would mean I was making a nice profit. The first hour passed. That was okay. It was still early. Check-in for most hotels was 11 a.m. or noon, so this was fine. It was only 9 a.m. No biggie. Then 10 came around. 11. My heart pounded more and more. Would this work? My bimbos were all eager smiles. They looked so happy, like mannequins in a display room. They would just stand there grinning with empty-headed joy until the end of time. I wanted to throw up. It was nearing lunch, but I wasn't hungry at all. I stared out at the road, cars passing. I willed one to turn into the driveway and try out the bimbo paradise in. Just one. The sign flashed on the street. We had a great view. And we had bimbos who would take care of the guests. Well, Mele and Ilana would. I doubt Mom would encounter them in the kitchen. I didn't want her whoring herself out, but the other two were hired to be fucked by the guests. A car turned off the road. My heart skipped a beat. It was a red Kia. A cheap rental car that had surfboards strapped to the back. That was a great sign. Surfers who had come to enjoy the beach. The car pulled up at the front, and I marched out to greet them. Welcome, welcome, I said. Valet? One asked as he pulled out his luggage from the trunk. He was a young man with blonde hair and a scruffy beard. He was in a pair of cargo shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. He had a nice tan. Yeah, I said and grabbed one of the luggage carts, pushing it to them. Cool, the other guy said. He had black hair and a goatee. He tossed me the keys. Gonna give your place a try. Sounds cool. Bimbos. Like you're off air and something special. I am, I said and took the keys. This would work. Ilana Nanny Bimbo Concierge. I smiled as the two hunky and yummy young men entered the hotel lobby pushing their luggage cart with surfy boards. I smiled at them and waved them over. They stared at me and gaped. Had they never seen a bimboy slut with biggie boobs and piercing nipples? How strangey strange. Welcome to the. I glanced down at the card I had to read. It was so much information to remember. And that was so hearty. The Bimbo Paradise Inn. My name is Ilana, and I will be so happy to take care of you. Do you want to check in? God, yes. The scruffy-looking one said with the blonde hair. Your tits are out. Of course they are. I said. This is the Bimbo Paradise Inn. I smiled at them and leaned over so they could get a goody look at my biggie boobs. We're here to make your stay just amazing and special and awesomey. Now, do you want to stay here? God, yes. Said the black-haired hunky hunk with the goatee. What sort of perks are there? Oh, lots of perks. I struggled to remember. You can buy food from our awesomey cook and you can fuck me and Mele will go to your room so you can fuck her and you get a TV in your room. It has cable. We can fuck you if we get a room? Asked the blonde guy. Shit, how much is it a night? $350 a room. I said. You get a great view of my titties and the ocean and you can fucky my pussy and watch HBO. HBO. Isn't that needy? Yeah, I am admiring the view. The guy with the goatee said, pulling out a credit card. His name was James Daniels. We'll stay here 3 nights. Wonderful. I said and took his credit card. And I need ID. My boobs jiggled. Right, right. James said, staring at my tits. Christ, Brent, look at those tits. I'm looking. Scruffy but handsome-y Brent said. Damn, this is amazing. How is this legal? Boobies are always legal here, I said and took James's ID. He was from California. I typed in the information on the computer. It was so easy to do that. I was a bimbo concierge. Check-ins were so easy. I just typey-typed, swipey-swiped their cardy and, they had a room. Presto. Bingo. Hocusy-pocusy. It was so awesomey. You're in room one. I shoved in two keycards into the magic-y device that turned them into keys. Here you go. Damn, so we can fuck you right now? Asked James. Like I could fuck you in the ass. And I could fuck your cunt? Brent asked. That'd be far out to just double stuff you. Of course. I purred and walked out from behind the counter. It was Staffy only back here. Mr. Ken walked in and grinned as he saw me moving between the hunks. They were both in cargo shorts. I shoved my hands down the front of their shorts, so eager to satiate the firsty ever guests of our awesome hotel. Mr. Ken sank down in the chair and grinned at me. He motioned Melee over. She dropped to her knees to sucky his dick like a goody maid. Her skirt rose up to flash her naked ass. The lacy fabric of her skirt rose up to show off her butt cheeks. That was so awesomey to see. A wave of delight washed over me. I pulled out the guests' biggie dicks. I strokied them. I worked my hand up and down them both. It was so much funny to fisty them like this. They groaned as I pulled James behind me and turned to face Brent. Just lifty my skirt and fucky me, I said happily, so eager to be sandwiched between the guests. Damn. Brent groaned and lifted my skirt. He kissed me. I pressed his cock into my thicky bush. I rubbed him into my pussy lips. He groaned as he found my cum lips. He gripped my hips and lifted me up. I wrapped my legs around his waist as he thrust his dicky into my cunty hole. I was so magically great to have his dicky in my cunt. Mr. Ken groaned, Melee sucking on his cock. I was so glady to survey him. He was the bestiest man in the woolly whitey world. Better than Brent and James. James pressed his cock into my butt crack. I groaned as he slid it down to my asshole and thrust against my back door. I didn't need lubey lube. I was a bimboy concierge. This was my job. I shuddered as my buddy hole opened so whitey for him. Shit! James groaned as he sank into my tidy bowels. I squealed in delighty joy as he sonky into my bowels. He filled up my asshole with his mighty dicky while my pussy was full of Brent's biggie cock. I squealed in delight, two men in my naughty holes. I was such a goody bimboy concierge. This is fucking amazing. James groaned as he drew back. I shuddered as my bowels clamped down on his biggie dick. Then Brent pulled his cock back. I groaned into his mouth, his scruffy stubble rubbing on my lips. That felt so naughty. I shuddered as he thrusty back into my pussy while James buried into my asshole. They both fucked me. They thirsty into me again and again. It was so goody great to be pounded by them. They churned up my holes while Mr. Ken watched, enjoying Melee's naughty mouth. It was so wild to work for the hotel. I loved my job so muchy much. It was the bestiest best job in the woolly whitey world. They thrusty away at me. Their biggie cocks fucked into my pussy and my asshole. They churned me up, sending all that goody delight rushing through me. I quivered in delight, my body trembling from all the goody delighty joys they gave me. Such wondrous passion. I would have such a great good time with them. I could just tell that we would be having a blasty time. Just such awesomey fun. I couldn't wait for all that goody great delighty joys that we would share. They would be awesomey. Just fantastic. They fucked my fanny and my buddy hole with such goody times. I loved having their biggie dicks fucking me. Just loved it. They thirsty away at me with such force, burying into me with all that they had. Shit, 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 that's great. Brent moaned as he thrust into me. You're so fucking tight. I know, growled James. And she just takes it up the ass with such ease. I'm here to be used by the guesty poos. I moaned, savoring that biggie cock fucking me so hard in the ass. And the other in my pussy. I'm gonna cummy so hardy on your dickies. Yay. Fuck yes. James growled, pounding my buddy hole. Brent did the same to my cunty hole, moaning. Damn. They fucked me with so much delighty joy. It was amazing to have them fucking me like that. I savored every lasty moment of their biggie cocks burying into me. I rose toward my orgasmy joy. I would have such a biggie cum on them, just the way a bimboy concierge should with her guesty poos. Yes, yes. I squealed as I came on the guesty poos biggie dicks. My pussy and asshole spasmed around their mighty cocks. They both groaned, thrusting away at my cunty hole and my buddy hole. They buried into me with such hearty strokes. It was so greedy to enjoy all the rapturous waves that washed through me. Fuck, the slut's cunt is going wild, groaned Brent. So's her asshole. James buried into my bowels. Shit. His cock erupted. Hot cummy spurted into my bowels. That was so hotty to feel. Just so great to have spurting into my bowels. I lovey-dovied it. Then Brent plowed into my spasming snatchy hole and erupted too. He pumped his jizzies in me. Yay. I gasped, my holes spasming around their cocks. Floody me with your cummies. They pumped their jizzies into my two holes. I shuddered beneath them, my piercing nipples rubbing into Brent's shirt. Tingles raced through me, mixing with the joyfully rapture gushing out of my pussy. It was so greedy. I was in heaven, bimboy heaven. That's it, growled Mr. Ken, dumping his cum down Melee's lips. Shit, that's it. The two men dumped more and more of their cum into me. The guesty poos filled me up with all their wondrous cummies. I was so glady. I shuddered between them, the pleasure all washing through me. I shuddered as they erupted one last time each.
Ooh, ooh, welcome me to the inn, I moaned.
Mele will show you to your rooms and take goody good care of you.
I will,
Mele squealed, spinning around and licking her lips clean of Mr. Ken's cum.
Welcome me to the Bimbo Paradise Inn.
Shit, this is the place for us. James groaned, his cock throbbing in my asshole. I was so happy to hear that. Chapter 03 The Sexy Trophy Wife Checks In. Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. I smiled as the first two guests at my bimbo and had just finished double-fucking Ayelana, my bimbo concierge. Now Mele, who had just swallowed a big load of my cum while I watched the fun, was escorting the two young men to their rooms. This was a start.
Ooh, look at all that yummy nummy cummies they pumped into my pussy and my asshole, Mr. Ken,
Ayelana said brightly, her big boobs jiggling in the corset top she wore. It left her far, dark brown nipples bare. She had such lovely skin. A golden hue that wasn't as dark as my own.
Let me get all cleany up for the nexty guesty poo.
Sure,
I said and glanced at my app. These two guys were staying 3 nights at $350 a night. That put me up to $1,450 in total. Good thing they paid up front. That meant I had the next 2 days covered since it was costing me $600 a day to run things with three bimbo employees that I had some buffer, but I needed another guest to check in. Still, this was going amazing. I had my own bimbo resort. This was so much better than my dream of owning my own one. A pipe dream. No way a guy making minimum wage could ever reach that goal, but now I had, thanks to this app, where did it come from? How could it just magically make the inn I designed in it like a fucking Sims game come to life? And making women into horny airheads who work for me for the pleasure of my dick was outstanding? My own mother was one of my bimbos. I was such a perverted young man. Damn, I was ready for what happened next. There were options to upgrade the inn. Grayed out options I was eager to unlock. I whistled as I waited for the next guest to appear. Mele would be fucking the two men. That was what they were paying for, after all. I didn't mind if they fucked Mele or Ayelana, but Mom would be all mine. She was the cook though, so she shouldn't have any contact with the guests. I stretched my arms out across the couch and reveled in what I owned. This was all mine so long as I made money. Mele, I was so happy to lead James and Brent to their room. They were in one. It was so easy to find. I could count to one. See, just a single finger. One. They reached their door and shoved their keycard in. I pushed the luggage rack as they followed me in. No, I said, turning around in my super cutesy matey outfit. It was all frilly and lacy and low-cutty to show off my roundy boobs. My pussy burned with all my excitement. I was so eager for goody things. I wanted to just do such wickety things to them. So wickety.
You have a dick that needs to be cleany, James.
I purred and dropped to my knees before the black-haired guy with a goatee.
And I'm a matey cutie, so sucking dirty dickies clean is my special tea. I have a tea in special. What's the tea for?
Asked James as I yanked down his surfer shorts. I thought really super duper hard and it was all annoying. I giggled.
I don't know. I'm just a bimboy maid.
Shit you are,
said Brent. He had blonde hair and was scruffy looking.
Dude, this place rules.
Yes, it does,
James said as I opened my mouth all wide and swallowed his dirty dick. I suckled on him, loving how goody he tasted. That soury musk of Ayelana's naughty asshole made me shiver. I squealed in delighty joy at that earthy musk and suckled all hard on him. Just so hearty on his biggie dick.
Damn, this is such a full service inn,
groaned James as I suckled on his dick. He stared down at me with such joy in his eyes, and that made it all worth it. That and the soury flavor and his biggie dick and the cummies I'd get to swallow. Making the guesty poo happy and drinking jizzies were all made sucking on a dirty cock all worth it.
Shit, I'm just going to fuck her in the ass now,
said Brent. I squealed in delighty delight. What an awesomey thingy for the guesty poo to do. My pussy clenched and my assyhole tingled. I wanted him to just butterfuck me and make me feel so greedy good. Just so greedy and awesomey. He pressed his cock into my buttercrack as I suckled hardy on James's dick. I bobbed my head, working my lips uppy and downy his thicky shaft. I polished all that dirty and delicious taste off his rod. He groaned as I did that. Brent thrusty against my asshole. He pushed so hardy against me. I quivered all in a delighty. It felt so greedy good to have him do that. Just so awesomey. I was so gladly for it. Just so happy. I shuddered as my anally she stretched more and more, then he popped into me. He pushed all into my asshole hole.
Shit.
He groaned.
Oh shit, this bimbo's got a tight ass.
She loves it too.
James growled.
She's sucking so hard on my dick.
Damn.
So hardy hard dot and my cheeks hollowed with how hardy I suckled on his dicky. The soury flavor was all going away. That was so disappointing, but then I tasted his salty precummies. That meant he would be coming in my mouth and giving me all his yummy nummy jizzies. Yippee for me, I suckled so hard on him as Brent bottomed out in my asshole. He filled up my bowels with his biggie dick. There was so much of him in me. I shuddered in delighty joy at him. I quivered in delight, my bowels clamping down on him. He groaned as I did that, and wiggled my hips all backy and frothy. He drew back his cock. It was so fantastic to have him doing that. He made me feel so great good. It was a fabulous treaty. Just a goody delight. I was so gladly for it as he thrusty into me. He buried into my buddy hole again and again. It was awesome.
Yes, yes, yes.
Brent groaned as he pounded my asshole. He just thrusty so hardy and fasty.
Fucking tight ass.
And her mouth. James grinned down at me. You're going to be chugging down my cum. Ooh, that sounded so nummy. I suckled hardy on him, my hips wiggling backy and forthy. I love it how goody that felt. It was so great and awesome.
Brent thirsty in and out. In and out.
The heat all metal-y to my goody pussy. My cunty drank it all in, such a goody cunty hole. Brent grunted as he thrusty away at me. His nuts slappied into my taint. My boobs jiggled as he fucked me. He thrusty away at me againy and againy. It was so greedy good. The pleasure all swelled in my pussy. I clampied down on his huge ROD.MY butt cheek jiggled with his every thrust. I moaned around James's wondrous dick. I suckled hardy on him, drool dripping down my chin as I love you this so muchy much. I was in heaven here, sucking on one cock while another assy fucked me. I loved being assy fucked.
Damn, this slut's tight.
Groaned Brent.
What an ass whore.
I had a greedy ass. Yay, I sucked hardy on the dicky in my mouth. I swirled my tongue around the spongy crown. The salty precummy soaked my taste buds. That was so amazing. I would have a biggie burst of delight. I wanted that so muchy. I suckled with passion. My cheeks hollowing. Drool spilled over my chin as Brent's cock plowed so hardy into my buddy hole. He fucked me fasty and hardy. I swelled toward my climax. I wanted to just bursty with all my passion. I was such a goody bimboy dash made. And my tongue danced around James's cock. He threw back his head.
You bimbo slut.
Yes. He erupted. I made him cummy. I was so gladly as he flooded my mouth with all his spunkies. I gulped down his salty load as Brent buried his hugey dick into my butthole. The heat melted to my pussy while my belly warmed with all those cummies. I felt so greedy that I just exploded. I climaxed so hardy. My asshole spasmed around Brent's thrusting dick. Pussy cream gushed down my thighs. I loved that heady joy. Waves of raptormous delight swamped my mind. I drowned in it as I goopied down all of James's salty cummies.
Shit, you fucking airhead!
Gasped Brent. He buried into my asshole. Erupted. His cum spurted into my anally sheath. All his jizzies just flooded my buddy hole. My cunty convulsed hard, ascending more goody delighty joy gushing through me. I moaned around James's cock, swallowing all his salty jizzies. Such goody jizzies.
Yes, that's it.
Grunted James as he erupted one more time. Brent growled as he pumped more and more of his cummies into my convulsing asshole. I milked him until he was all dry. I was so happy to do that. I quivered with such delighty joy. It all soaked through my thoughts that I ripped my mouth off James's dick and gasped.
Now your dicky is all dirty. I'll have to suck it clean, too.
Yes, you do. Brent said. I love you taking care of the guesty poos. Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. I was playing around on my phone, dropping some posts on Instagram about my inn to maybe attract some attention, when my mom came out of the kitchen in her sexy outfit. She wore an apron and nothing else. Her big, milk-heavy tits jiggled behind the frilly delight, her hips wiggling. My mother was the epitome of the world MILF. She was definitely a mom I'd love to fuck.
I'm all boardy, Mr. Keone.
She was the only one that used my full Hawaiian name, Keone. Probably because she picked it for me.
There's no footy to cook. I need to do something. Please, please.
She spun around and bent over, the ties of her apron draping over her plump ass.
Would you fucky me?
Shit, yes. I growled and rose to my feet.
I'll fuck you hard, Mom.
Yay. She squealed, her hips wiggling. Her pussy dripped with juices. I couldn't believe she was shaved. I didn't want to know why. If she had a boyfriend, I never needed to hear about it. She was always working. That was why she was never home. Three different jobs. She was amazing. Now she just had one job. My bimbo cock. And fucktoy. I unzipped my pants and pulled out my cock. I held it out before me, so eager to ram it into her. I wanted to make her squeal her head off. She would have a nice climax on my dick. That would be perfect. I pressed my cock into her shaved pussy lips. I rubbed up and down her folds. She whimpered in delight, her body quivering. She was standing there in her sexy heels, just wanting to be fucked in the middle of the lobby. Ayalana watched on, her eyes so hot. She smiled at me. I winked at her and thrust into my mother's cunt. I loved being back into the hole that birthed me. It was such a forbidden delight, but I owned her. That was just amazing. I owned her, and it was such a fantastic treat to have her cunt around me, but I didn't want to fuck her pussy. I wanted her asshole.
Mommy's biggie son is back in her pussy wussy.
She cooed.
Yes, he is. Ooh, mommy loves having you in me, Mr. Keone. Great to be in you too, Mom.
I said as I drew out. Her pussy clamped down hard on me. That felt good. Really, really good.
But,
I popped out of her cunt.
No, no, be a goody son and get back in your mommy's pussy wussy, honey bunny,
whimpered Mom.
Don't you want me in your asshole?
I asked and slid my cock up her crevice to nuzzle against her back door.
Ooh, ooh, I want you in my asshole, Mr. Ken,
Ayalana said, waving her hands and bouncing up and down at the concierge desk. Her tits heaved in her corset.
I want you in me so baddie bad. Mr. Keone is fucking my asshole,
Mom said.
Not yours. Mine. I'm the lucky ducky mommy.
That's right. I said and drilled against Mom's asshole.
You can masturbate, Ilana.
Yay.
The bimbo concierge said and started doing just that. Her body shuddered as she fingered herself. It was obvious how her arm moved out. I smiled at her, glad she was having fun.
I knew I was.
I enjoyed that hot asshole stretching to swallow my dick. I pushed harder on my mother's back door. She gasped as she yawned open and swallowed me. I groaned in delight as I pushed into her bowels. Her anal sheath swallowed my dick. The heat melted down to my balls. A big smile spread on my lips. I bottomed out in her asshole as Mom squeezed her bowels down on my shaft.
Ooh, Mr. Keone's goody dick is in his mommy's buddy hole.
She purred and straightened. She pressed her back into my chest and stroked my cheek with her hand.
Isn't mommy's asshole just amazeballs?
So amazeballs, Mom.
I groaned, sliding my hands beneath her apron and gripping her big breasts. I squeezed them. Kneaded them, she whimpered, her asshole gripping my dick. It was so good to feel that. I loved it so much. It was just a delight to have her massaging me. It was so amazing to have her gripping me. I loved how wonderful she felt. I thrust away at her. I fucked her with my big dick. I plowed into her with all that I had. It was so good having her bowels massaging me. I buried into her again and again. I thrust into her asshole, loving how she held me. It was outstanding to bury into her with passion. I fucked her with all that I had. Her bowels massaged me. It was an outstanding to have her massaging me. It was so good. I loved burying into her anal sheath again and again.
Yes, yes.
She moaned.
Ooh, that's so greedy. You're so greedy. Mommy loves her greedy son. Love you too, Mom.
I groaned, squeezing her tits. I kneaded them as I buried into her asshole. I bet her milk soaked the front of her apron. I squeezed her heavy knockers as she moaned, her bowels clamping down on my dick. She held me tight with her asshole. It was so much a treat to fuck her. I pounded her again and again. I fucked her with all that I had. It was amazing to bury into her. I loved pounding her bowels with my dick. I savored every last second of this treat. She groaned as she wiggled her hips from side to side. She stirred her bowels around my cock. It was a magical experience that I buried into her again and again. I fucked her with force. I plowed into her with such passion. She whimpered as I did that. She held my dick tight in her asshole. I thrust into her again and again, reveling in this delight. I loved every second of fucking her bowels.
Oh, that's good.
She moaned.
That's so goody good.
I pounded Mom, the pressure in my nuts swelled and swelled with my every thrust. I loved how she gripped me. She held me tight in her bowels. I fucked her with such force. She groaned, her asshole gripped me.
Oh damn, Mom!
I groaned.
That's good. That's just so amazing.
It was heaven to fuck into my mother's bowels. I pounded her back door, the pressure swelling at the tip of my cock. I couldn't hold on much longer. I loved this delight. Her moans echoed through the lobby as I hurtled closer.
Yes, it is.
I growled.
Oh damn, Mom, that's good. That's so good.
So goody good.
She whimpered.
Yesy yes.
Her asshole convulsed around my dick. I groaned as her bowels spasmed around me. She suckled on me with her bowels. It was so hot feeling her writhing around me. I loved every second of her anal sheath rippling around me. I enjoyed that heat convulsing around me. I buried into my mother's asshole and erupted. I flooded her bowels with all my cum. I spurted into her again and again. It was wild to experience. Just such a crazy moment. I groaned at the heat of her bowels massaging my dick. I loved every last second of that passion. She spasmed around me. She nursed on me with such passion. The heat shot through me with each eruption. I loved it. This ecstasy was amazing. She moaned, my hands kneading her tits. I squeezed her boobs as I spurted the last of my cunt on her.
Oh, Mr. Keone, that was so goody.
She purred.
So goody.
Whimpered Ilana, masturbating still.
Yesy yes, so greedy. Ooh, ooh, my pussy feels so goody full of my fingers.
Mele skipped out.
The guesty poos are taking a nap.
She licked her lips.
I cleaned them up and they dumped cummies in all my holes.
Good. I said and ripped my cock out of Mom's asshole. Mele skipped over to me in her slutty French maid's uniform, her round boobs exposed and nestled in lace. She dropped to her knees, humming as she did. She grabbed my hips, opened my mouth, and swallowed my dirty dick. I groaned as she hummed as she suckled on me. The buzzing pleasure of the sound she made had me shuddering. That felt really, really fucking good. She swirled her tongue around the crown of my dick. Pleasure shot through me.
Well, I have to start making dinner,
Mom said.
Thank you, Mr. Keone.
Yeah.
I panted.
Thank you.
Ilana squealed as she climaxed on her fingers. I watched her shuddering, her big boobs bouncing in her corset. Then my eyes fell on Mom's rump swishing away. My cum dripped out of her crack. I loved it as Mele polished my dirty dick clean of my mom's asshole. I groaned, loving Mele's enthusiasm. My bimbo maid just wanted everything to be clean. She suckled on my dirty dick, polishing my pole. Her nimble tongue danced around me. She hummed as she worked, driving me wild with that wonderful mouth. I groaned as she suckled on me. She swirled her tongue around my cock, polishing me. It was fabulous. I groaned as she nursed on me. My nuts twitched, the pressure to come building and building in me.
Damn, Mela!
I groaned.
Ooh, ooh, cleany his dicky.
Panted Ilana as she leaned over the counter. She smiled at me.
Just cleany him all up.
Yeah.
I groaned, savoring that hot mouth working up and down my cock. Mele kept humming, adding another delight.
You are going to get a big and salty bonus.
She squealed around my cock, so eager for that bonus. She suckled hard. Sloppily. The wet noises echoed through the lobby. I shuddered, my nuts twitching as I enjoyed her nursing on me for all her might. She put her all into loving my dick. She bobbed her head. She worked her silky lips up and down my dick. She suckled on me with that hot mouth, her tongue dancing around my cock. She knew what she was doing to me. How she pleasured me. She was so skilled at it.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so amazing.
She moaned around my dick, polishing my pole. She was such a delicious bimbo maid. Ilana watched her bringing me closer and closer to coming. I hurtled toward that wonderful moment of coming. I wanted to just burst in delight. It was such a fabulous treat to have her working on my cock like that. I enjoyed the rapture of that hot mouth suckling on me. It was so good to have her nursing on me. She loved me with that big dick. It was fabulous. I groaned, hurtling toward that amazing moment of coming.
Shit, 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 Mele!
I groaned.
Yes.
I erupted. My cock spurted come into her mouth. She suckled on me with all that she had. Ecstasy slammed through me. Stars burst across my vision. I shuddered with each moment of this bliss. It was fantastic to have it shooting through me. Stars flashed across my vision. I was in heaven here. A big smile spread on my lips.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so good.
She moaned around my cock. She suckled on me with her hot mouth. She nursed on me with all that she had. I loved how she did that. It was such a wonderful passion to dump my load into her mouth. I fired the last blast. I panted here, my heart pounding in my chest. I felt so good after flooding her mouth with all my spunk. I filled her up with so much jizz. A big smile spread on my lips. It was a powerful thing to come into her mouth. Just an amazing moment to flood her with all that spunk. She felt amazing as she nursed down all my spunk. I smiled down at her. She popped her mouth off my cock. I panted as Mele smiled up at me, licking her lips.
Such a yummy nummy rewardy, Mr. Ken.
She said.
Yeah.
Dinner came around. I ate it in the kitchen with my staff minus Mele. She was waiting on Brenthead James. They had gotten the meal and probably a good poke out of Mele. That also netted me another $40 in profits. I was up to $1,490. It was getting late. The two guys headed out to have fun as a car pulled up. It was an Uber. The driver helped the couple out. One was a gray-haired man in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. He looked like an absolute rube, and yet his wife was my age. I mean, she was barely 18 with a big diamond ring on her finger. She had bleached blonde hair and obviously fake tits. They swelled out the front of her low-cut blue blouse. She had on a flirty tennis skirt and heeled sandals with straps that wrapped around her calves.
My, my,
she said, looking around.
This is cute. Yeah, cute,
said her husband as he noticed Ilana preening at the concierge desk.
My, my, she is cute.
Wow. I wondered how the wife would handle her husband staring at a pair of exposed tits. Either the magic of this place was at work, or she was very open-minded. She smiled at me, her eyes flicking me up and down.
Bellhop?
She asked.
Owner,
I said as her husband was flirting with Ilana.
Really?
Said the trophy wife. Her eyes widened.
So you want to check in, Mr. Howell?
Said Ilana loudly.
I'd love to,
he said.
And would you like to check into my pussy?
Asked Ilana.
If you buy a room, you can do that too. Just need your Credite card. Absolutely,
Mr. Howell said.
So, what brings you to Hawaii?
I asked. She was clearly wife number 2 or even 3. Maybe 4. The guy looked to be pushing 70, though a very healthy and spry 70.
Our honeymoon.
She purred and thrust out her left hand to show off that huge diamond. Her big boobs quivered in her top as she did that. It was quite a delicious sight to witness.
My, my, how big? My rock or my rack?
She purred. I winked at her as she giggled.
Okie dokie, you are all checked in, Mr. Howell,
said Ilana as she walked around the concierge's desk.
Which means you can check into my pussy. How does that sound?
Fantastic, the new groom said as Ilana stood there in her skirt so short you could see her thick bush. The light gleamed on her nipple piercings, and the red tie that dangled between her naked tits was the perfect accent to those lovely boobs. She started unbuttoning his pants.
Oh, wow,
gasped Mrs. Howell.
He's just pinning her to the desk and Mr. Howell,
squealed Ilana as the rich, old guy was in her.
Yesy yes, fucky my cunt. You're all checked in. Ooh, ooh, just so checked in. Holy shit,
the trophy wife said as I dropped to my knees. This wicked idea popped into my mind I just had to try out.
Welcome to the bimbo paradise inn,
I said and shoved up her skirt to reveal a pink thong hugging the wet folds of her pussy. I yanked it to the side.
We're here to make your stay a pleasant one. Holy shit.
She gasped as I buried my face into her pussy and started licking. Here I was eating her married pussy while her husband fucked one of my bimbos. This was like the best bonus I could get. A tip for running this hotel. I wasn't about to give them a discount for enjoying the wife. No, no, I would make her cum. It was a perk for me to fuck a man's wife. I grabbed her rump and squeezed her ass. I kneaded her butt cheeks. I licked at her. I tongued her. I licked at her. It was just such a good time to feast on her. I stroked through her folds. She tasted so good. This spicy musk soaked through my mouth. I licked at her married snatch. My fingers dug into her rump. I pulled her tight again. I swirled around in her snatch. I flicked about in her wonderful depths. She groaned, her back arching. Her boobs jiggling as I feasted on her.
Oh my god!
She gasped.
Oh, this is good! Oh wow! Shit, shit, shit!
Her husband grunted as he fucked my bimbo-concierge.my hormoned her delight. She was doing her job. I was so glad for it as I tongued that spicy twat. I could never have dared to have a fling with a woman this hot. She had a supermodel's beauty. The sort of face a billionaire would risk his fortune to possess, and she ground her cunt on my face, moaning in delight. I would be fucking her. Dumping my load into her cunt. She gripped the back of my head. She held me to her snatch. I flicked my tongue around in her. She tossed her head, her boobs jiggling in her low-cut blouse.
You are so delicious!
She gasped.
Oh, such an island hottie!
Yes, yes, feast on me. You're so good at that.
I winked at her as my tongue danced around in her cunt. She ground her pussy on my face. She smeared her cream across my features. I loved this so much.
My tongue flicked through her folds to her clit. She gasped in delight, her body bucking as I licked her there.
I loved the way she squirmed as I did that. I tongued her again and again. I loved making her gasp like this. It was so much fun to do it.
I flicked my tongue around her. I licked at her with all that I did. She groaned as I did that. It was a nice time, just so wonderful to have her squirming in me. I suckled on her clit. I nibbled. She moaned louder as her husband grunted. He fucked my bimbo hard.
Ilana gasped and squealed her own delight.
She loved any cock. You're so biggy and thicky in me. Whimpered Ilana. Not that big. Groaned Mrs. Howell. The young trophy wife stared down at me.
I bet you are.
I winked at her and licked at her clit.
Oh god, yes, yes, just keep doing that.
Keep tonguing my clit.
That's it.
That's so good.
Ooh, that's it.
I'm. Yes. She bucked. I loved her pussy juices gushing out and bathing my mouth. She soaked me with her passion. I licked at her with hunger. I stroked through her folds as she squealed out her passion. It was so good having her spicy cream gushing out.
Shit.
Her husband groaned.
That pussy.
Fuck. Cummies. Ilana squealed, clearly climaxing now. Flooding my cunty hole with your cummies. He grunted as he did. He pumped his cum into her pussy as I licked his wife's cunt. She whimpered, grinding on me. She trembled through her bliss, staring down at me with such heat in her eyes. They burned hot. Let me see that big, Hawaiian dick. She moaned. Give me a proper island welcome. I grinned at her and stood. I ripped open my fly and pulled it out, grunting. Aloha. She trembled and pushed me back on the couch. She straddled me, kissing me with passion. Her husband panted in the background as she made out with me. Her hand shoved down between us and gripped my dick. She pressed me into her pussy. Her married cunt plunged down my dick. She squealed in delight as I cuckolded at her husband with my much bigger dick. This was just so hot. Being able to fuck the hot wives that checked in was wild. I bet it was the INN.IT affected people.
Ooh, ooh, let me suck your dick cleany of her pussy.
Mele moaned. I'm the matey slut. That's my joby job.
Shit, yes.
Mr. Howell said. His wife broke the kiss and threw back her head. Her bleached blonde hair swayed around her face. She ripped off her blouse. She had no bra on, her big, fake tits bouncing before my eyes. Her nipples thrust out hard and fast.
So big and thick.
She moaned.
Oh yes, yes, this is the perfect inn.
Yes, honey, it's...
Holy shit.
Her husband groaned. What are you doing?
Enjoying the big perks of the inn.
She moaned. Just let that horse suck your dick as I ride this stud's big cock.
Oh my god, yes, yes, this is the honeymoon I need.
I grinned at her as I suckled on her nipples. She didn't lactate like my mother, but she still felt amazing in my mouth. I nursed on her nub while her cunt squeezed down around my cock. She plunged down my cock and slid back up me. She felt just amazing around me. I gripped her rump, squeezing her ass as she worked that tight cunt up and down my dick. Her husband must be small for her to have a cunt this amazing. She massaged me with her silky flesh. I loved having a married woman snatch riding me. I savored every second of her twat riding me. She gripped me with that wonderful cunt. She drove me wild with her snatch. I nibbled on her nub as she rode me.
Fuck, that is an amazing dick.
She whimpered. I suckled hard on it.
You dirty maid.
Panted Mr. Howell.
Oh damn, that's good.
She's such a greedy good bimbo maid. Ilana said. One of the many perky perks of staying here. You are gonna love staying with us.
Yes.
He growled.
I am.
Gasped Mrs. Howell as she plunged that young, hot cunt down my dick.
I am.
The pressure in my nuts swelled and swelled as she rode me. She worked up and down me, bringing me closer and closer to my cunt. I would spurt into her cunt. Just flood her with an incredible rush. I wanted to just flood her. I craved spurting into her cunt. I wanted to have her pussy writhing around my dick. It was so good. It was just an amazing rush to have her riding me. My fingers dug into her rump. The pressure swelled in me. I rushed toward the bursting point. I wanted to explode in her. It was so good having her gripping me. I shuddered, the pleasure swelling in me. It was so amazing to have that wonderful cunt around my dick. It was just amazing. She wiggled her hips from side to side. She made me feel amazing, just so damned good. She plunged her cunt down on my dick. She gripped me and slid up my cock. I popped my mouth off her nipple and growled out my pleasure. She smiled at me, her brown eyes sparkling as she worked her cunt up and down my dick.
Are you going to come in me? She asked.
Yes.
I growled.
I'm going to pump all my cum into your snatch. You're going to come so hard on me, aren't you? So hard.
She whimpered, her pussy slamming down me.
I'm going to burst on your huge dick. Oh, you sexy island stud.
Yes.
The white woman's married cunt writhed around my dick. She moaned, her milky tits bouncing before me. Her hot teat milked my cock. It was just a wonderful moment. I loved how amazing it was to have her spasming around me.
Shit, shit, shit.
I gasped and erupted into her cunt. I pumped my cum into her snatch. The pleasure shot through me. Stars flashed before my eyes. I filled her married twat with my seed. I could be knocking her up. I shuddered through that idea, loving her cunt rippling around me. It was amazing. The ecstasy swept through me. It was so delicious to have every last blast of cum that I had pumping into her cunt. I filled her up with my spunk. I loved this delight. It was awesome to dump my cum into her.
Oh, you're so amazing!
She whimpered, her face twisting in delight as I erupted into her.
Oh yes, yes, this in is amazing!
Her husband grunted behind her, dumping his cum into Melly's mouth. Mrs. Howell kissed me with passion. Her tongue danced around in my mouth. It was just so good to feel this passion. I felt so amazing.
Damn, let's go check out the room.
Mr. Howell said. Mrs. Howell broke the kiss and stared at me.
Yes, honey. Let's go check it out.
She slid her cunt off my dick. I groaned, my entire body. Her pussy cream dripped down my shaft. I felt so good as Melly rose to her feet and gathered their luggage. She smiled and led them to room 2. This was going to be a great time. Mrs. Zelda Howell. I shuddered, feeling all that cum in me. I didn't even bother putting my blouse back on. My big tits jiggled. Daddy had bought those for me, and they had landed Doug. What a pedantic name. Doug. He didn't go by Douglas, just Doug. But his bank accounts were huge, and how long could he live? I would fuck him as much as possible to give him all the excitement he could handle until then. I would earn his billions. His children hated me, but I was the one having to put up with his little cock. Though, that island stud with his golden brown dick had been amazing.
Ooh, ooh, you have cummies in you.
Purred the delicious bimbo maid. Her black eyes were so dazzling. She had round, bronze titties nestled in her bodice, her nipples hard. She was a delicious, Hawaiian slut.
Let me take you care of that. And you, Mr. Howell, you can fucky me too. I'm here to be used.
Shit. My husband groaned as the slut dropped to her knees before me. She nuzzled her head beneath my tennis skirt. She pressed her soft lips right against my cunt. I shuddered, always enjoying a woman to feast on her snatch. I shuddered as she made me shiver, my head throwing back as she licked that stud's cum out of me. She lapped at me. Her tongue stroked through my folds. She brushed my clit. Sparks burst from my cunt. I groaned at the heat of her tongue. She drove me wild with that licking tongue. I groaned, my face twisting in delight. My husband dropped to his knees. He flipped up her skirt and pressed his cock into her butt crack. Going for her asshole now. She didn't mind. She just moaned into my pussy. She licked at me as he drilled his cock against her asshole.
Yes, yes, fucky my asshole as I make your wifey all cleany.
Purred the slut.
I love you, Mr. Ken's cummies. He's such a greedy boss. I'm so glady to be owned by him.
Owned? I asked.
You're his slave? His bimbo.
She squealed as my husband drilled against her asshole. He popped into her. She moaned, lapping at my cunt with such passion. She stroked through me with such wild delight. It was so good to have her doing that. My eyes rolling back in my head. It was so good to have her flicking through me. She tongued me with such heat. She caressed me with her tongue. She lapped up all the cum spilling out of my twat. It was so good to have her doing that. It was just amazing to have her feasting on me. I was having such a great time.
Oh my god.
I whimpered.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
Doug groaned. His face, a little too smooth from Botox treatments, contorted. He held the slut's hilt and drew back his little cock. And no wonder the maid didn't mind. My husband was half of Mr. Ken's dick. I shuddered, remembering that stud's big dick fucking me. I loved the way that the stud had pounded me. It was so great having him in me, and now his bimbo slave licked and lapped at me. It was so awesome to have her tonguing me. It was so great having her licking out all that cum. It was so delicious. I threw back my head. My boobs jiggled as my husband pounded the slut. He grunted as he ass fucked her.
Goddamn. Goddamn, that's tight.
He certainly didn't get to fuck my asshole, but that stud. Maybe. Maybe. I shuddered though, as that slut licked at me. She plunged her tongue into my cunt to sweep around in me to find all her of owner's cum. It was so wild to have her doing that. I was loving this so much. It was fantastic. I shuddered, rising toward that moment when I would explode. I would drown her in my cunt cream. She slid her tongue around in my snatch. I loved his tongue sweeping around in me. He was so good. So amazing.
Shit, shit, shit.
My husband groaned.
Oh, that's good.
I whimpered as that slut flicked around in me. This is the perfect place to stay.
Yes,
the horny old fucker said.
It is, Zelda. It is.
I smile at him. He was having such a good time. So was I. I was having a blast having that bimbo slut swirling her tongue around in me. She scooted put her owner's cum. She found more and more of that jizz in me. It was such an incredible moment as I rose toward my climax. I would drown the whore as my husband spurted his cum into her asshole. The bimbo moaned into my snatch. She licked and lapped at me with such passion.
Yesy yes, yummy pussy and nicey dicky in my butthole.
The bimbo moaned. Such a greedy goody day.
I bet it is.
I panted, my entire body trembling. She tongued my cunt and nibbled on my clit. That set me off.
Oh my fucking god!
I gasped as I climaxed and my body bucked as my pussy juices gushed out of me. It was so amazing to have all that pleasure flooding out of me. It was so delightful. My head tossed from side to side. I enjoyed every last second of this passion. Her tongue flicked around in me. She danced about in me. It was so amazing to have all that rapture sweeping through me. I groaned at the heat. The bliss washed through me. It was such an awesome moment.
Oh my god, that's so amazing!
I moaned, the ecstasy sweeping through me.
Such yummy nummy pussy cummy.
The bimbo moaned.
And that dicky. Yesy yes!
She moaned into my cunt as she climaxed.
Shit!
Growled my husband as he buried into her. He threw back his head as he erupted into her pussy. He filled her asshole up with cum. It was so hot. I loved this heat rushing through me. It was just an amazing delight. I savored that heat washing through me. It was a valuable bliss.
Fuck!
He flooded the slut as she licked up my pussy cream. It was so amazing to have her tongue flicking through my body. I shuddered, my breasts jiggling. I hit that wonderful peak. I floated there, smiling from ear to ear. It was just amazing, just a wondrous time.
Oh, this is such an amazing inn.
Yes. My husband grunted as he spurted into her one more time. He pulled out of her and rose. He fell back into the bed.
Oh damn, that's good. Fuck, I wonder if they have room service.
Of course we do.
The bimbo maid purred.
I'll get our cook on it. She's such a lovely bimbo mommy. She'll whip you up something goody.
There is a menu in the drawer.
I found it and smiled. This would be a fun, fun stay. Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn.
Damn.
I groaned as I pumped my cum into Ayalana's mouth. She drank it all down as the heady pleasure rushed through me. It was so good to have that ecstasy sweeping through me. It was just an amazing moment to dump my cum into her. She gulped it all down. She swallowed every last drop of my cum. I smiled from ear to ear as she swallowed every last moment of cum. It was just so awesome.
Shit.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's good. That's so good.
I panted, loving passion. It was so wonderful. A big smile spread on my lips. I sucked in a deep breath. She slid her mouth off my cock. Ayalana smiled at me. Her eyes sparkled as she licked her lips. She was a good one. I glanced at my phone. With Mr. and Mrs. Howell staying for 5 nights, that was $3,240. That was 5 days of operations. I smiled at that. If could have all rooms filled, this would definitely work. I would make $450 in profits a day. The door opened.
Welcome me,
said the bimbo maid as black guy walked in. He looked around, nodding his head. His gaze fell on my bimbo.
Damn, this place is amazing,
he said.
Yes, it is,
I said.
You want a room?
He grinned from ear to ear. Yes, this was definitely working. Mele appeared and headed to the kitchen. I bet the Howells had ordered some room service. It wasn't long before Ayalana was getting fucked by the new guests while Mele carried the food to the guest room. Yes, yes, this was going to work. My resort would be the greatest one in Hawaii, and I couldn't wait to unlock the second level of the inn. It was so tantalizing to have that. My heart pounded as I stared at some of the options. Chapter 04 Upgrading the Sexy Bimbo Inn. Mrs. Zelda Howell. My husband was checking us out as I enjoyed being fucked in the ass one last time by Ken, the hunky owner of the Bimbo Resort. While my gray-haired, rich husband was getting his wrinkled knob polished by the hotties, I was enjoying a dick with real lead in it.
Oh, Ken!
I moaned as he drilled against my backboard. I knelt on one of the couches in the lobby, that big dick drilling into me. It was such a wonderful way to spend my honeymoon. My husband had more money than God, so I would stay with him until the end, but Ken's dick was spectacular. He had earned sodomizing me. His cock popped into my bowels. I moaned in delight, my big boobs jiggling in my dress. I had it hiked up around my waist so he could bugger me. I gripped the top of the couch, holding tight to it. He sank into my asshole. I moaned as he went deeper. The Hawaiian stud's big dick filled me up. He felt just awesome. It was so great to have all that cock in me. I was so glad to have him filling me up. It was so perfect that he bottomed out in me. I squeezed my bowels down around him. He drew back his cock. I moaned as he did. It was perfect. My bowels massaged his dick as he drew back and back. He slammed his dick into my bowels.
Damn, Mrs. Howell.
He groaned.
Yes, yes, fuck my married ass.
I moaned as he thrust into me.
Darling, we have to get going,
my husband said.
We'll miss our flight. It's a private flight.
I gasped as that big dick pounded me.
I don't think it's going anywhere. Get one of the bimbos to suck you off.
I'll probably have come by the time you spurt. Or not too long after.
Fine, fine. He said, watching me getting fucked by another man. A younger one thought this place was special. The rules didn't work here. I realized that. I could fuck the owner, and my husband didn't get jealous. He was just a good cuck watching as the bimbo maid dropped to her knees to suck him off.
I lovey dovey sucking your dicky, guesty poo.
She cooed, a Hawaiian beauty that knew how to eat pussy. She swallowed my husband's dick as that better cock reamed out my asshole. My husband groaned while I moaned with wanton lust. I loved that huge cock burying into me. It was so amazing to have him fucking me. He pounded my flesh with all his force. It was amazing to feel him thrusting into me. I groaned, my bowels clamping down hard on his dick. He fucked my asshole with force. He fucked me hard and fast. It was just an incredible moment to have him doing that. I loved every last second of it.
Oh, Ken! Ken!
I moaned as the stud hammered my asshole.
That's incredible! Yes, it is, Mrs. Howell.
He grunted, fucking me hard. He pounded my bowels with all that he had. It was so good to feel him doing that. I loved it. He slammed to the hilt in me. It was just so good to have him burying into my bowels. He slammed into me. It was awesome to have him doing that. He buried into my anal sheath with all that he had. It was so good to have him thrusting away at me. He fucked my asshole with such force. It was fantastic to have him plunging into my anal sheath. My flesh melted around his mighty cock. He gripped my hips as he fucked me hard. He pounded my bowels with all that he had. It was glorious to have him do that. I loved it. I savored every last second of his huge cock fucking me. He drove me toward my climax.
Ken!
I whimpered.
Are you going to come like a huge whore?
He asked.
Yes.
I moaned, clamping my asshole down on his dick.
Yes, I am.
He plunged into my bowels hard. I shuddered, heading for that moment. My husband groaned, the bimbo maid sucking hard on his wrinkled knob. He groaned and threw back his head, popping off already, much to the whore's delight. I was close to my own amazing climax. I gripped his huge dick with my velvety flesh. He buried deep and hard into me. I loved it. My eyes rolled back in my head as I was so ready to burst. He plunged to the hilt in me.
Yes.
I gasped. My asshole convulsed around his dick. The pleasure gushed out of my spasming pussy and rushed through my body. My cunt convulsed around him. I loved every last second of this delight. It was fantastic to experience this delight. I loved every last second of this ecstasy.
Come in me.
I howled as Ken churned up my spasming bowels with his big dick.
Yes.
He growled and thrust to the hilt in me. He erupted. His cum spurted into my asshole. It was so hot feeling that jizz jetting into me. I shuddered, savoring that wonderful heat rushing through me. He grunted, pumping my asshole full of his spunk. It was such a heady rush. My flesh spasmed around him as he did that. He filled my anal sheath with his spunk. He erupted into me over and over again. It was so good to have him do that. I loved it immensely. I enjoyed the heat spurting into my bowels.
Oh, that's it.
I moaned, milking his dick.
Damn.
He groaned.
You'll be missed, Mrs. Howell. So will you.
He spurted the last of his spunk into my asshole. I panted, savoring all that spunk filling me up. It was just such a good moment. He panted and pulled his dick out of my asshole. I shuddered as he did that. It was just delicious.
There you go, guesty poo.
The bimbo maid purred. She was in her slutty French maid's uniform. She rose to her feet, her boobs jiggling in her blouse.
You're all set, T. Thank you for staying with us and having super yummy cummies. You're very welcome,
said my husband. He looked so pathetic fawning over her. I cupped Ken's face and kissed him. I loved the feel of his lips on mine. My skirt fell down my legs. His cum leaked out of my asshole. I felt so good. He was such a great kisser. And a great fucker. I wanted to stay, but I had to get home.
I had an amazing stay.
I purred.
We'll come back for our 1-year anniversary. I'd make reservations early,
said Ken.
We book fast.
I bet. I purred, glancing at the busted bimbo concierge who was all but falling out of the corset she wore for her uniform, a tie dangling between her big, golden brown tits. Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. A month after I'd opened, and I was up to $13,040 in the app. I was ready to upgrade my resort. I was in my office, my heart pounding in my chest as I tapped the upgrade button on the app. We had guests staying in every room each night. The bimbos were keeping busy fucking them and me. It had been great, but I was eager to go from barely more than a bed and breakfast to a true hotel. Upgrade your bimbo into level 2 $4.10,000. The yes and no buttons flashed on the screen. Of course, I hit yes. I winced as I dropped down to $3,040. I hoped I would be able to afford the increased costs. Congratulations. To fully upgrade, you must add 3 more rooms to the floor plan. That meant I would net $1,500 in profit. But I saw the next line. You must hire 1 more bimbo maid. You must choose 2 add-on services. Each add-on allows you to charge more per night from the guests, as well as make money from other opportunities. Please pick 2 from the list of options below. I like the sound of more money. I started reading the options. Pool. Comes with a bimbo lifeguard in a sexy bikini who loves practicing reviving swimmers with her body. The size of the pool grows at level 4. You must add a second bimbo lifeguard if the inn is level 4 or higher. Sauna. comes with bimbo attendant, which makes it a wild experience for the guests. Not a very hot sauna, though, for safety. Massage parlor comes with one bimbo masseuse per level of the inn. After level 1. Bar comes with one bimbo barista. Gain an additional bimbo barista at in level 3 and at in level 6. Restaurant comes with one bimbo waitress per in level and one additional bimbo cook at in level 3 and at in level 6. Honeymoon suite comes with personal bimbo slave for the happy couple. Gain an additional honeymoon suite and bimbo slave at in level 4. Private beach comes with one bimbo sunbather per level of the inn. Island tour comes with a sexy bimbo guide. Gain one bimbo guide per level of inn. After level 1. Kayak rentals come with a sexy bimbo guide. Gain one bimbo guide per level of the inn. After level 1. Ballroom comes with sexy bimbo MC. Gain an additional ballroom and bimbo MC at in level 3 and at in level 6. Damn, there was a lot of stuff there. What did I need, though, to be a great resort? The pool was a must, and the restaurant would probably let me have other customers besides my guests. People would come in and eat while enjoying the bimbo waitresses that I settled on it. I hit pool first. I was given more information as well as the requirements to have it be a valid pool once I built it, including the furniture and the square footage of the pool. Do you wish to add a pool? Yes or no? I hit yes, eager to upgrade my inn. Congratulations. Your guests can swim at the pool and enjoy the bimbo lifeguard. You'll have to hire her before your guests can use the amenity. I would definitely do that. Then I selected restaurant from the list. Do you wish to add a restaurant? Yes or no? Why yes, congratulations. Anyone can dine at your restaurant and enjoy the food your bimbo cook s prepares. They will enjoy being served by your naughty bimbo waitresses. You'll have to hire your bimbo waitresses and any needed bimbo cooks before your guests can use the facility, so I had to hire a bimbo lifeguard, two bimbo waitresses, and the new bimbo maid. I was looking forward to expanding my harem of sexy staff members. I had no idea where they would all sleep. I suppose I would have to upgrade my living quarters. Before your inn is upgraded, you must add in the new facilities. Watch your costs, though. I feared that would be the case. I didn't just immediately jump to upgrade when I had $10,000. I wanted to make sure that I had some cushion while designing the new space. I opened up the building menu and started remodeling. The first thing I did was add a second floor. I moved all 6 of the rooms up to it, installing an elevator. I winced at that cost. I also had to add fire escape stairs to be compliant with building codes. I added those provisions and used the space on the first floor for the restaurant. I shifted the kitchen to that side of the inn. I added the required booths and tables. I was running low on money. I could buy art and other things to decorate it and make more money, but cash was running low. I put the pool on the other side of the inn. Outside, of course. I created the section and made a pool. Pretty simple design. I added the bimbo lifeguard post where she could pose and the chaise lounges for the guests to use. I was almost broke when I had it furnished. I did add another large bed in my office R, expanding that a bit. I hit confirm. I really, really needed some new guests to check into the 3 new rooms after that. I had to check it out. I left my office and passed Ayalana at the concierge desk. The busta thing beamed at me, looking so horny. The elevator was there. That was cool. The lobby led right into the restaurant. It looked how I imagined. I checked out the pool. It was right there, the sun shining down on it. Damn, this was cool. I rode the elevator up to the second floor. I was giddy. I had a second floor. The 3 rooms that I had rented were there. My bimbo maid came out of one, her lips dripping in cum. She had just been servicing someone. Had she even noticed that the inn had changed shape? She hummed and nodded to me. "Mystery Ken," she cooed. "You're on the second floor," I said. She blinked. "I wasn't before," she giggled. "It's so hard to remembering. It's easier being a dummy airhead like me." "Yay," I smacked her on the ass and said. "You're welcome." I rode the elevator down with her and headed to my office. I sat in my chair and checked the app. A message read, "Do you wish to start interviewing candidates for the 4 open positions?" "Yes." "The next interviewee has arrived. Do you wish to interview her? If so, sit down on your chair and hit the interview candidate button." I was sitting at my office desk, so I hit the interview candidate button. Almost immediately, the door opened and a Japanese girl strode in with her black hair and a pixie bob. She also had blue eyes. Only half Japanese. "Hi, I'm Asuka," she said, handing over her resume. I took it and asked, "Do you have any experience working at a hotel or in guest services?" "Well, I worked at a few fast food restaurants," she said, a cute thing. She had such an adorable face. "I hope that's good enough. I'm a hard worker. I'll be a big help." I lifted my phone, aiming it at her as I said, "I'm sure you will be. You're hired, Asuka." She beamed at me as my phone asked, "Bimbify Asuka Bradley and hire her for your resort?" I tapped the pink yes button. In a flash, she was naked. She gasped as she stared down at her nude body, her breasts round and perky. I nodded in appreciation at her toned stomach and the landing strip of black hair that led to her shaved pussy. And her pierced clit. "Nice. Please select her role," the bimbo app said. Beneath that were 3 choices: maid, waitress, or lifeguard. Hint: remember the interview and pick the role best suited for her. I suppose she would make a good bimbo waitress, but fast food wasn't working as a waitress. However, she would have had to clean, so I went with maid. I hit the yes to confirm my choice, and just like that, she was in a maid's uniform. She was a delicious-looking thing, too. Her demure and delicate features went well with it. Japanese girls were just cut out to be sexy maids.
Anime proved it.
Yay, I'm your bimbo maid, Mystery Ken.
She squealed, bouncing up and down. Her skirt fluttered around her thighs. She looked so fucking sexy. I loved it.
Isn't that greedy good?
Yep.
I said and stood. Come around my desk, bend over it, and beg me to fuck you in the ass.
Yes, sir.
She said and darted around the desk. I stepped back as she planted her hands on the surface and thrust her ass at me. The lacy skirt rustled, barely covering her rump.
Pleasey please, Mystery Ken, and fuck you my asshole so goody hard.
How could I say no to that? I loved owning this inn. I flipped up her skirt and layers of lacy petticoats. I nuzzled my dick into her butt crack. I loved the feel of her against me. She gasped as I pushed into her butt crack. I found her asshole, loving the feel of that hole against my dick. I gripped her hips and thrust against her. She moaned as I did that. It was so wonderful to drill against her asshole like that. She moaned as I did that. Her anal ring stretched and stretched. The Japanese slut whimpered, her hair swaying above her shoulders. I popped into her asshole.
Mystery Ken's mighty dick.
She moaned.
Yesy yes, this is so goody great. It fucking is.
I groaned, savoring that hot asshole around my dick. She massaged me with her flesh.
Damn.
I bottomed out in her bowels. I gripped her hips and drew back my cock. My bimbo maid squealed in delight. She was so enthusiastic like all of them. I loved the sound she made as I buried my dick back into her asshole. I savored the velvety grip around my dick. It's a wonderful thing to feel as I fucked away at her bowels. I pounded her anal sheath with all that I had. It was spectacular to bury into her again and again. She squeezed her anal sheath down around my cock. I pounded her hard and fast. I thrust into her asshole. I fucked with powerful thrusts into her bowels. She moaned as I plundered her asshole. It was awesome to bury into her asshole again and again. I churned her up.
Fuck.
I growled as I pounded her anal sheath hard and fast.
Mystery Ken's awesomey dick in my buddy hole.
She moaned.
That's super duper awesomey segoyai.
Yes, yes.
I groaned, fucking her asshole hard. She gripped my dick, massaging me. That heat swelled at the tip of my cock with every thrust into her bowels. I pounded her with all that you have. It was incredible to bury into her bowels again and again. I hammered her asshole, savoring how she gasped and moaned. Every thrust into her asshole swelled the pressure in my nuts. I hurtled toward that moment when I would dunk my cum into her asshole. She wiggled her hips from side to side. She loved what I did to her. I loved it too. It was so good.
Mystery Ken!
She whimpered.
I'm gonna cummy on your awesomey and segoyai dick!
Yes, yes!
I buried into her asshole, eager to feel that moment rushing through me. It would be so good. I couldn't wait to spurt my cum into her asshole. She whimpered as I hammered her anal sheath with all that I had. It was so good to bury into her bowels. She whimpered, her head tossing. Her bowels clamped down on my cock. She held me tight. It was perfect to have her doing that. I loved every last second of hammering her. It was so good to pound her bowels.
Mystery Ken!
She squealed.
I love you, dovey you!
Her asshole convulsed around my dick. She spasmed about my dick. It was incredible to feel her going wild like that. It was just fantastic to have her doing that. She felt so incredible. I fucked to the hilt in her bowels. I erupted. My cum spurted into her anal sheath. I loved erupting into her again and again. It was just incredible to erupt into her over and over again. It was fantastic to dump my load into her asshole. Her bowels convulsed around me. She milked my dick. She suckled at me with all that hot flesh. It was so good having her do that. I groaned through all that ecstasy. I felt so good as I dumped my load into her asshole. I savored all that cum spurting into her bowels.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
She whimpered, her anal sheath milking me.
So goody greedy good.
Yes.
I moaned, pumping the last of my cum into her asshole. She wrung me dry. I felt so good after that. A big smile spread on my lips. My dick throbbed in her asshole. I ripped my cock out of her and felt so good. I was curious if the next girl to interview was here. So I headed out of my office, my dick thrusting out before me.
Mystery Ken!
Gasped Asuka as she rushed out after me. I stepped into the lobby and found no one else there. I turned around and smiled as Asuka dropped to her knees and opened her mouth wide. She swallowed my cock. I groaned at the heat of her hot mouth sliding over my dick. She swirled her tongue around my cock. It was just so good to have her nursing on me like that. She felt so good sucking on my dick. It was just an incredible delight to have her bobbing her head and working her mouth up and down my cock.
That's a good maid.
I growled as she worked her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with such force. It was so good to have her doing that.
Shit!
The naughty bimbo maid stared up at me with such heat in her eyes. She loved sucking on my dick. It was so good to have her suckling on me. She nursed with all her might on my dick. She suckled hard and fast on me. I enjoyed every last second of that hot mouth. It was amazing to have her polish my pole. Her pixie-ish bob of hair swayed around her face. Her round, blue eyes stared up at me. They were so exotic on a Japanese slut like that.
You're going to clean my dick and swallow all my cum, right?
She moaned around my dick, nodding.
That's a good bimbo slut.
I groaned. She worked her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with all that she had. It was so good to have her doing that. I loved every last second of her working her mouth up and down my dick. It was fantastic. My nuts tightened with this heat. She suckled and slurped on me. She gobbled my dick.
My nuts twitched as the need to come in her mouth swelled and swelled. She suckled with all her might on me. It was so fantastic.
Shit!
I groaned as she slurped on me.
That's it.
She purred in delight around my cock as she suckled on me. It was so good having her working her mouth up and down my cock. She polished my pull with all that she had. It was so good to have her do that. I loved every last second of it.My balls twitched with her hot mouth. It was so good to have her do that. It was just amazing to have her mouth suckling on me. She nursed with all her might on my cock. I loved that heat swelling in me. I would dump my load down her mouth.
You're getting closer to your reward.
I groaned. She squealed around my dick as the door opened. A pudgy man walked in with a suitcase. He nodded to me before heading to the concierge desk where Ayalana waited with her tits about to fall out of her top.
Welcome to the Bimboy Paradise Inn. She squealed. Do you want to rent a room with us?
Yes, I do.
The man said.
Yay.
Squealed Ayalana. She checked him in as the bimbo maid suckled hard on my dick. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. The pleasure was outstanding. I loved every inch of that hot mouth working up and down my dick. She suckled on me with force. The pressure grew at the tip. My nuts tightened. I hurtled toward that wonderful moment when I would climax. I had to dump my cum into her mouth. She groaned as she suckled on me. She slurped on me with that hot mouth.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned.
You dirty bimbo maid.
Yes.
I erupted. I flooded her mouth with my cum. The pleasure shot through me. Stars flashed across my vision as I dumped my cum into her mouth. The ecstasy screamed through my mind. I loved erupting into her mouth over and over again. She gulped down my cum. The pleasure slammed into my mind, sending my thoughts reeling from the bliss. I shuddered at this heat rushing through me. It was so good to have all that ecstasy surging through my body. It was outstanding. The ecstasy shot through my body. It was so fantastic. I loved every last second of that bliss sweeping through me. It was incredible. My head tossed. Stars flashed across my vision. I groaned, savoring this wondrous moment.
Oh, that's so good.
I grunted.
Drink it all down. Swallow every last drop of my spunk. Fuck.
I shuddered, spurting all my cum into her mouth. I filled her up with my jizz. She moaned around my dick as Ayalana was finishing checking in the customer. I pumped one last blast of cum into my bimbo maid's cunt.
Well, welcome to my inn.
I said.
Asuka here will take you to your room and service you however you want.
Fuck yes.
The chubby guy said. He had an anime shirt on. Albedo from Overlord in a slutty pose.
Let's go.
Yesy sir, guesty poo. Said Asuka as she bounded to her feet and darted over to help the customer. I left her to it and headed back into my office. Ayalana beamed at me as she stood there. She looked so happy to have more people in the hotel. We were growing. My dreams of owning a resort were coming true. I just never thought my inn would be staffed with bimbos. I sat in my chair and checked my phone. I smiled at the notification. The next interviewee has arrived. Do you wish to interview her? If so, sit down on your chair and hit the interview candidate button. I hit the interview candidate button. A tan and perky blonde entered. She had the look of a surfer. She was wearing a pair of khaki shorts and a one-piece bathing suit like she had come here straight from the beach. I wondered how the bimbo app found these girls.
Well, it was like a game, right?
Just pulled them from a pool, I imagine. The pool of women in the area. She grinned at me, flashing her pretty smile. She certainly was a gorgeous thing. I was eager to hire her.
You're hired,
I said.
Whoa, just like that.
She gasped.
Dude, ain't you a quick one? I mean, you don't even know my name.
I aimed my phone at her. Bimbify Brittany Brinkley and hire her for your resort? Appeared on the screen.
It's Brittany Brinkley.
I said as I hit the yes button and bimbified before she could even remark on how I knew that. She was naked in a flash, standing up. I grinned at big boobs. They were as tan as the rest of her. Even her pubic man had that delicious golden hue to her. She was a knockout and leggy blonde, her pussy just dripping with juices. I loved how she quivered there. Please select her role. The app said and gave me two choices. Waitress or lifeguard. Hint. Remember the interview and pick the role best suited for her. I hit lifeguard followed by the yes button. In a flash, she was dressed in a red, one-piece swimsuit only. It wasn't a swimsuit at all. It was body paint made to look like one. Her breasts were obscenely visible, her fat nipples thrusting out hard before her. Even her cunt was painted, her juices beating on the tight vulva.
Holy shit.
I groaned.
That's hot.
Turn around.
Yesy, Mystery Ken.
She said and spun around. She had a great ass. I loved the way her pump but cheeks clenched and relaxed as she stood before me. She was just perfect. I wanted to fuck her so hard.
How does my butt cheeks look?
Great.
I said.
Come around here and sit on my desk. I'm going to fuck that cunt hard and play with those painted titties.
Yes, yes, Mystery Ken.
Squealed the bimbo lifeguard. She was a perky thing. A dizzy surfer babe that darted around my desk. I stepped back so she could plant her red painted ass on my desk. She spread her legs wide. Her vulva parted, showing off her pink depths. Her big boobs quivered, her nipples so hard. I cupped those lush mounds, feeling the texture of the latex body paint. It was so different. Made her smooth and rubbery. I grinned and rubbed against her nipples with my thumbs. She gasped as I did that. Her eyes were so wide. I loved the look in them. It was so good to enjoy this as I thrust my dick into her cunt.
she gasped out in delight as I filled her pussy with my spunk. I buried into her snatch. She whimpered, her pussy squeezing down around me. She felt so good holding me tight. I was in heaven being in her pussy.
Yesy yes, Mystery Ken's biggie dicky is all surfing in my pussy. She moaned. I lovey dovey your mighty board, Mystery Ken. And I love that hot, tight cunt squeezing about my dick, slut.
I growled. She beamed at me as I drew back my cock. I thrust into her snatch, loving the way her cunt massaged my dick. That was just perfect. I plunged into her pussy again and again. I fucked her with force. It was so good to have her massaging my dick with her hot flesh. It was just a delight to bury into her. I grunted. She gasped, her pussy clamping down on me. She massaged me with that hot twat. She felt so amazing around my dick. I loved burying into her cunt like this. I enjoyed every second of fucking her tight and hot twat.
Mystery Ken's biggie dick.
She moaned, her flesh massaging me.
That's so goody greedy good. I lovey dovey your mighty surfy board. I am going to churn your fucking pussy to a froth.
I snarled, fucking the white bimbo hard and fast.
You're going to come like a fucking whore on my big dick. Yippee skippy yay.
She squealed, her pussy gripping my cock that I squeezed those latex painted boobs. I massaged them as I hammered her cunt. Her blonde hair danced, her tan face twisting in delight. She looked so happy as I fucked her. I pounded her cunt with all that I had. I buried into her with such force. She massaged my dick with her hot pussy. It was so good to bury into her snatch again and again. She felt so damned good. I was glad to fuck her. I pounded her cunt with force. It was so delicious to thrust into her snatch.
Mystery Ken!
She gasped.
Yesy yes, your dicky's all tubular and gnarly and radical.
I grinned at her as that hot pussy clamped down on my dick. She massaged me with all that she had. It was so good to fuck into her cunt. I buried into her pussy with force. I loved slamming into her again and again. I pounded her with passion. I fucked that hot twat. She whimpered, her head tossing back and forth. It was so good to hammer her twat with all that I had. My nuts slapped into her taint. She gripped me with that hot twat. I groaned, hurtling toward the moment I dumped my load into her cunt. I lovey dovey having your mighty surfy board fucking my radical pussy. She whimpered. It's so tubular. I lovey being a bimboy didette. Such a fucking airhead didette. I growled. My surfer slut.
Yessy, that's me. Her pussy held me tight. I hurtled toward my orgasm. I would come so hard into her pussy. I would flood her with all that I had. I couldn't wait to spurt all my spunk into her. She massaged me with that hot snatch. I hurtled close and closer to spurting into her cunt. She massaged my dick with her silky pussy. The heat built and built. I groaned, slamming deep and hard into her snatch. I fucked her with all that I had. She whimpered. Shit. I groaned, just so glad to be fucking her cunt. She whimpered, her pussy clamping down on my dick. I smiled at her and slammed deep and hard into her pink delights. I squeezed her latex-painted tits. I massaged those red boobs as she whimpered. Her face twisted in delight. She threw her arms around me and pulled my face to hers.
Mystery Ken, I love you. She kissed me with her hot mouth as her pussy went wild around my dick. She squealed into my lips as I fucked her cunt hard and fast. I loved burying into her cunt. I savored thrusting away at her. I fucked her with passion. I rammed into her cunt again and again. It was so good to pound her spasming twat. I buried into her cunt and erupted. I joined the bimbo surfer in coming. My spunk spurted hot into her pussy. She rippled around me. It was so sweet to have her suckling at me. I loved every last second of that delight. The heat was so good. It was so amazing to dump my load into her cunt. I shuddered with each spurt. I flooded her twat with all that I had. It was so good to pump her twat full of my cum. I filled her to the brim with my spunk. She whimpered, her cunt spasming around me. She felt so good about me. I loved every last second of this delight. I broke the kiss and gasped out. Fuck slut. Mystery Ken's amazing cummies. She moaned, milking my dick dry.
Yes.
I groaned and erupted into her cunt. Fuck, that's good. That's so fucking good. She beamed at me, her eyes sparkling. I dumped all that cum in her. I was just so happy to fuck her when I heard the sound of guests arriving. I had to check that out. I pulled out of her cunt and grinned at her.
Get to the pool, slut.
I said.
Yesy, Mystery Ken.
She squealed and hopped off my desk. She scurried before me, cum spilling down her thighs. I shook my head, zipped up, and followed after her, eager to see if any new wives had checked in. They were so rare, but when they did, I had a great time cucking their husbands. Running this and had its perks. Brittany Brinkley. I skipped out of the office and waved at the man and his preggo wife that arrived. My biggie titties were bouncing all uppy and downy. I love you wearing body paint. It was so much funny. I hummed as I headed for the pool. That was my placey. I had to make sure all the guesty poos were being taken care of. They had to be all safey. I headed out into the sunlight, humming. I felt so goody as I climbed up into the stand. The sun was so warmy on me, the cum leaked out of me. That was nicey. I scooped up the jizz. It was all pearly and creamy and looked so yummy. I popped my finger into my mouth and nursed on it. That was just deliciousy. I savored the flavor of Mystery Ken's salty cum. He was such a greedy boss. I was so glad to work here,
Just so happy that I scooped up more of the cummies from my pussy, my cunty all wet tie. I needed to do something about it. I smiled as I spotted a vibrator in the stand. I picked it up. This was just the happy nappy delighty joy I needed. Just when I was about to turn it on, the door opened. I smiled as a man came out. He had a thick goatee and wore nothing. His cock swayed before him. I was so glady to see him. I smiled at him. He grinned back at me, his cock hardening.
Holy shit, you're just wearing body paint, he said.
Of course I am, I said. How could you not see my radical tits and get all hardy and excitedy over them?
Fair point, he said as he sat on the chair.
Fuck, will you do things to me like the maids do?
I don't know, I said.
What thingies do they do to you?
Suck my dick, he said.
Ooh, ooh, I can do that. And let me fuck her pussy.
Yuppers.
God, I bet you'd give me a tit to fuck with those big, painted melons.
He groaned.
Of course I would, he would.
I stood.
I'm here to make your stay at the pool just as goody and as radical as possible.
Yay. I dove into the water. It washed cool around me. I turned and kicked for the side, savoring the nicey water washing over my biggie boobies. I was so eager and ready and happy to do all these naughty thingies to him that I reached the edge of the pool and pulled myself out of the water with ease. It poured down my body, but my awesomey painty suit didn't run. It was watery proof. I lovey dovey being a bimbo lifeguard. It was super duper radical.
Holy shit, he said. Those tits are huge. Fuck, can I touch them?
Of course you can, silly Billy. I cooed.
I'm a bimboy to get here to be used by you. And to keep you safe while you're at the pool.
You can't swim with a hard on. I have to fix you that.
Of course,
he said and stood dot. He grabbed my boobs and fondled them just the way Mystery Ken did. I shuddered at how awesomey that was to feel. He dug his fingers into my titties. I shuddered, loving what he did to me. It was so goody great dot. He groaned in pure delighty joy as he kneaded my tits. I lovey dovied it. He massaged them and squeezed them and dug his fingers all in their softiness. I was so happy for it. I shuddered, my pussy getting all wet tie. It was so radical.
Ready for your titty-fucky?
I asked him.
Yeah.
He groaned and sat on the loungy chair that I smiled at him and knelt between his legs. I leaned over and wrapped my painty boobs around them. They were wet with water. I gripped his throbbing dick. He wasn't as biggie as Mystery Ken, but that would be Rudy of me to say .so Rudy. I worked my titties uppy and downy his cock. He groaned as I did that. The chair creaked beneath us. That was so hotty. I lovey that sound. My nipples all rubbed into his stomach. Tingle shot down to my naughty waddy pussy dot. I moaned in goody joy at that. It was so radical to worky my boobies uppy and downy his rod. He savored my ready tits massaging him. I smiled at him, my pussy all wet tie and itchy and begging to be touched. Mystery Ken's cummies leaked out of me, too.
Damn, you're amazing, he said. What's your name?
Brittany. I squealed, so happy to fucky his cock with my biggie titties.
What's yours?
Thomas, he said, rubbing at his goatee.
Damn, that's good. That's fucking good. Your tits are awesome.
I beamed at him, so happy for his words. I worked my biggie boobies uppy and downy his cock, my nipples all tingly. They shot zappy joy down to my naughty cunt. I shuddered, enjoying this so muchy much that I watched his pinky crown emerge from my boobies again and again. That was so amazing. Just so radical to see. I wanted to have his jizzies spurting from his dicky and splattering my face. That would be so hotty.
Are you gonna cummy on my face, Thomas? I asked.
Hell yeah. He groaned.
Yay.
I squealed.
That's so greedy good. You're gonna shower me in your jizzies.
I lovey it.
I lovey dovey it so muchy much.
Me fucking too. He groaned as I kept working my boobies up and down him.
Shit, yes.
I ducked my head down and lickied at his crown emerging from my ready titties. I like doing that. I gathered up that salty pre-cum. He groaned in such a wondrous way. I lovied the sounds he made as I lickied him the next time he popped out. It was so much funny to do that. Like a game. I slid my titties down his dicky dot pop, then I licked him and slitty my titties back up his shaft. He vanished in between my biggie boobies. Then I slid them down and pop, I licked him again. Yay, it was so much funny to do this. I slitty my titties up dot pop lick dot I slitty my titties down, and it all over again. And again. I lovied the salty flavor of his precummies. Thomas groaned as I worked my boobies uppy and downy his dick. His cock throbbed between my boobies, his pink crown growing darker.
Damn.
He groaned.
I am going to shower you and cum.
Yay. I squealed dot. I worked my titties fastery and fastery. I licked his crownie every chance I got. It was so much funny to do that. I was so glady to worky my boobies uppy and downy his dick. He squirmed on the chaise lounge dot. He moaned as I pleasured him.
I love you being a bimboy lifeguard and taking such goody care of you. Such greedy joy fills me up.
It's awesomey. He just groaned as I titty fucked him. He had to be close. My ready tits massaged him. It was so much funny fun. My nipples all tingled in such a radical way. I couldn't wait for him to erupt across my face.
Oh shit.
The nicey man groaned as I licked his dick.
Brittany! You busted bimbo slut. Fuck!
He erupted. All his yummy cummies shot from his dicky and slashed across my face. That was so goody. Just so great. I was just so happy for it.
I loved all his spunkies splashing across me. It was just amazing to have him do that. So radical.
Ooh, ooh, I love your cummies.
I moaned as he drenched my face in jizzies. He erupted over and over. I was so happy whoppy to have all his cummies splashing on my face and in my mouth and on my cheeks. I savored all that salty jizz. He groaned, his cock pulsing between my radical titties.
You bimbo whore.
He groaned.
Shit, that's so fucking good. Yay.
I squealed as more and more of his cummies splashed on my face. I savored every lasty second of this. It was so amazing to have all his cummies splashing on my features. I was so excitedy by this. He grunted, splashing the last spooty of his jizzies on my lips. I licked it all up as he groaned, his dick twitching between my boobies.
Oh damn.
He groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so good.
Yesy yes. I said, sliding my boobies off his dick. Now it's safe for you to swim since you're not hardy any longer.
I don't think that was enough.
He said, grinning at me.
I think you're going to have to do more to make me soft.
Then I'll do it. I squealed, cum dripping from my face.
I'm so happy to do it for you. That's why I'm here.
Good. He groaned. Keone, Ken, Kikoa, owner of the Bimbo Paradise Inn. I followed Brittany out, and smiled as a young man and his pregnant wife entered. He was rolling their suitcases while she carried a purse, her hands resting on her pregnant belly. I smiled from ear to ear, eager to fuck a bread wife.
Welcome to my inn.
I said, moving up to the couple.
My name is Ken. Sir, let Ayalana check you in while I keep your lovely wife company.
The woman smiled at me. It was dazzling. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.